Volume 1, Book 4, Chapter 1 Proper Mode of Viewing the Religion? Life of Krishna. Subject continued. Maitreya? Sir W. Jones's explanation of the circumstances, and Mr. Maurice's admissions. Reflections on the above? Solemn considerations of Mr. Maurice's an explanation? Digression on the black color of ancient gods, of the etymology of the Nile and Osiris. Subject continued? Christ black. An answer to a solemn consideration? Other solemn considerations. Observations on Mr. Maurice's solemn considerations? Mr. Maurice's pamphlets? Back reckonings. Maitreya? Bryant and Drive. A. Clark on this mythos, page 128. Having shown that the Hindus and Persians had certain of the leading articles of what is usually called the Christian religion, some thousand of years, probably, before the time assigned to Jesus. The actual history of the birth and life of the second person of the Trinity, or of the Savior of the Ramesh or modern Christian religion, will now be given, from which it will be evident to the reader whence most of the corruptions in the histories of the Gospel of Jesus have been derived. Page 129. It will now be shown, in the first place, that from the history of the second person of the Indian Trinity, many of the particulars of the gospel histories of the Christians have been compiled. The book called the Bhagavad Gita, which contains the life of Krishna, is allowed to be one of the most distinguished of the Puranas. For its sublimity and beauty, it lays claim to nearly the highest antiquity that any Indian composition can boast, and the Reverend Mr. Maurice, a very competent judge, allows that there is ample evidence to prove that it actually existed nearly 4,000 years ago. Sir W. Jones says that the name of Krishna, and the general outline of his story, were long anterior to the birth of our Savior, and probably to the time of Homer. We know very certainly the authority of the unwilling witness, Sir W. Jones, without attempting any other proof of this fact, is enough. But in the course of this work many other corroborating circumstances will be produced, which, independently of his authority, will put the matter beyond question. We will now consider some of the leading facts which are stated from it relating to the god Krishna, or Krishna, asterisk. Sir W. Jones always spells the name of this celebrated person Krishna. In the first place, the Krishna of India is always represented as a savior or preserver of mankind, precisely the same as Jesus Christ. While he is thus described as a savior, he is also represented to be really the supreme being, taking upon himself the state of man, that is, to have become incarnate in the flesh, to save the human race, precisely as Jesus is said to have done by the professors of the Orthodox Christian faith. As soon as Krishna was born, he was saluted with a chorus of dutas or devatas or angels, with divine hymns, just as it is related of Jesus in the Orthodox Gospel of Luke, ch. the 2nd, 13, 14. He was cradled among shepherds, to whom were first known the stupendous feats which stamped his character with marks of divinity. The circumstances here detailed, though not literally the same as those related to Jesus, are so nearly the same, that it is evident the one account has been taken from the other. Soon after Krishna's birth, he was carried away by night and concealed in a region remote from his natal place, for fear of a tyrant whose destroyer it was foretold he would become, and who had, for that reason, ordered all the male children born at that period to be slain. Krishna was, by the male line, of royal descent, though he was actually born in a state the most abject and humiliating? In a dungeon? As Jesus descended from King David and was born in a cave, used as a stable, the moment Krishna was born, the whole room was splendidly illuminated, and the countenances of his father and mother emitted rays of glory. Krishna could speak as soon as he was born, and comforted his mother, as did the infant Jesus. According to the same gospel history, as Jesus was preceded and assisted by his kinsman, John, so Krishna was preceded by his elder brother, Ram, who was born a little time before him, and assisted him in purifying the world, polluted with demons and monsters. Ram was nourished and brought up by the same foster parents as Krishna. Krishna descended into Hades or hell, and returned to Vaikuntha, his proper paradise. One of his epithets was that of a good shepherd, which we know was that of Jesus. After his death, like Jesus Christ, he ascended into heaven. Page 130. After the birth of Krishna, The Indian prophet Nared, Sophonj, having heard of his fame, visited his father and mother at Ukkal, examined the stars and sea, and declared him to be of celestial descent. As Mr. Maurice observes, here is a close imitation of the Magi guided by his star and visiting the infant in Bethlehem. Krishna was said to have been born at Mathura, pronounced Matra, on the river Jumna, where many of his miracles were performed, and in which at this day he is held in higher veneration than in any other place in Hindostan. Mr. Maurice says, the Arabic edition of the Evangelium Infantii records Madars, near Hermopolis, in Egypt, to have been the place where the infant Savior resided during his absence from the land of Judea, and until Herod died. At this place Jesus is reported to have wrought many miracles, and, among others, to have produced in that arid region a fountain of fresh water, the only one in Egypt. M. Savary says, that at a little distance from Heliopolis is the small village of Matera, so called because it has a fresh water spring, the only one in Egypt. This spring has been rendered famous by tradition, which relates that the Holy Family fleeing from Herod came hither, that the Virgin bathed the Holy Child Jesus in this fountain, and that much balsam was formerly produced in the neighborhood. Savary's Travels in Egypt, Volume I, p. 126, page 131. After Krishna came to man's estate, one of his first miracles was the cure of a leper. Matthew, NCH, VI, Vert, 3, states an early miracle performed by Jesus to have been exactly similar, viz., the cure of a leper. Upon another occasion, a woman poured on the head of Krishna a box of ointment, for which he cured her of her ailment. Thus, in like manner, a woman came and anointed the head of Jesus. Matt. XXI. 7. At a certain time Krishna taking a walk with the other cowherds with whom he was brought up, they chose him for their king, and every one had a place under him assigned to him. Nearly the same story is related of Jesus and his playfellows. At another time, the infant Jesus declaring himself to be the good shepherd, turned all his young companions into sheep, but afterwards, at the solicitation of their parents, restored them to their proper form. This is the counterpart of a story of the creation, by Krishna, of new sheep and new cowboys, when Brahma, to try his divinity, had stolen those which belonged to Nanda's, his father's farm. To show his humility and meekness, he condescended to wash the feet of the Brahmins, as Jesus did those of his disciples. John Chi, 5, and C, Maurice, Hist, Hind, Volume, II, p. 322. Krishna had a dreadful combat with the serpent Kalinaga, which had poisoned all the cowherds. In the apocryphal gospel above alluded to, the infant Savior had a remarkable adventure with a serpent, which had poisoned one of his companions. Kali is now the goddess of a sect in opposition to that of Krishna, and Naga means serpent. It is evidently the same as the Old English word for serpent? Hag. Hist. Hind. Volume. II. p. 322. Krishna was sent to a tutor to be instructed, and he instantly astonished him by his profound learning. In the Gospel of the Infancy it is related that Jesus was sent to Zacchaeus to be taught, and, in like manner, he astonished him with his great learning. This must also remind the reader of the disputation in the temple with the Jewish doctors. Luke 2, 46, 47. Krishna desired his mother to look into his mouth, and she saw all the nations of the world painted in it. The Virgin saw the same in the mouth of Jesus. Mr. Maurice observes that the Gospel of the Infancy is alluded to by Irenaeus, which shows that it was among the earliest of the ancient Gospel histories. More. Bram. Fraud Exposed. P. 114. ADV. Hares. Lib. I. Cat. XVII. P. 104. Ed. Thole. 1596. Finally, Krishna was put to death by being crucified. He descended into hell, and afterward ascended into heaven. For further particulars, see Maurice's Indiana, Ant. Volume. IIPP. 149, and C. page 133. But how is the figure in the cave at Elephanta to be accounted for? That prominent and ferocious figure, as Mr. Maurice calls it, surrounded by slaughtered infants, and holding a drawn sword, if it were only a representation of the evil principle, how came he only to destroy infants? And, as I learn from Mr. Forbes's Oriental Memoirs, asterisk those infants, boys, he is surrounded by a crowd of figures or men and women, evidently supplicating for the children. This group of figures has been called the Judgment of Solomon, as Mr. Forbes justly says, very absurdly. But, at the same time he admits, that there are many things in these caves which bear a resemblance to prominent features in the Old Testament. Over the head of the principal figure in this group, are to be seen the mitre, the crozier, and the cross question mark true Christian emblems. Asterisk volume, III, ch. XXXV, p. 447, page 134. On the first view, it seems rather an extraordinary circumstance statues of the gods of the ancients should be represented of a black color, or that they should have been made of a stone as nearly black as it could be obtained. Where the stone cannot be obtained quite black, a stone was often used similar to our blue slate, of a very dark blue color. It is evident that the intention was to represent a black complexion. Of this there can be no doubt. Eusebius informs us, on the authority of Porphyry, that the Egyptians acknowledged intellectual author or creator of the world, under the name of Kneph, and that they worshipped him in a statue of human form and dark blue complexion. In the evangelical preparation of Eusebius, asterisk is a passage which pretty well proves that the worship of Vishnu or Krishna or was held in Egypt, under the name of Kneph. The Egyptians, it is said, represented the demiurgos Kneph, as of a blue color, bordering on black, with a girdle and a scepter. Asterisk lib. The third, p. 115. Class. Jordan. No. XXIX. P. 122. Mr. Maurice says, that Osiris, too, the black divinity of Egypt, and Krishna, the sable shepherd god of Mathura, have the striking similitude of character, intimated by Mr. Wilford, cannot be disputed, any more than that Krishna, from his rites continuing so universally to flourish in India, from such remote periods down to the present day, was the prototype, and Osiris the mythological copy. Both are renowned legislators and conquerors, contending equally with physical and spiritual foes. Both are denominated the sun. Both descend to the shades and raise the dead. Asterisk asterisk hist. Hind. Volume. II. P. 477. Again he says, now it is not a little remarkable that a dark blue tint, approaching to black, as his name signifies, was of the complexion of Krishna, who is considered by the Hindus not so much an avatar, as the person of the great Vishnu himself, the human form, asterisk that is, he was incarnate, or in the flesh, as Jesus was said to be. Page 135. For reasons which the reader will soon see, I am inclined to think that Osiris was not the copy of Krishna, but of the earlier god, Buddha. That by Osiris was meant the sun, it is now allowed by every writer who has treated on the antiquities of Egypt. Mr. Maurice, as the reader sees, states him to have been black and that the nivus, or sacred bull, of Heliopolis, the symbol of Osiris, was also black. Osiris is allowed, also, to be the Siva of India, asterisk one of the three persons of the Indian god question mark Brahma, Vishnu or Krishna, and Siva, of whom the bull of the zodiac was the symbol, asterisk Maurice, Bant, Indiana. It is curious to observe the number of trifling circumstances which constantly occur to prove the identity of the Hindus and Egyptians, or rather the Ethiopians. The word Nile, in the Indian language, means black, but the name of Nile was a modern one, comparatively speaking, a translation of the ancient name of this river, which last century, page 136. The ancient name, as we have said, was Sir, or Cre, the same as Osir, or Osiris, who was always black, after whom it was called, and by whom was meant the sun. Thus it was called the river of the sun, or the river sun, or the river of Osiris question mark as we say, the river of the Amazons, or the river Amazon. Page 137. I have some suspicion that Osiris is a Greek corruption, that the name ought, as already mentioned, to be what is called by Hellenicus, Osiris or Isris, and that it is derived from, or rather I should say is the same as, Biswara of India, Iswara and Isi are the same as Osiris and Isis? The male and female procreative powers of nature. Eusebius says the Egyptians called Osiris, Sirius, and that, in Persia, was the old name of the sun. Page 138. Osiris and his bull were black. All the gods and goddesses of Greece were black. At least this was the case with Jupiter, Bacchus, Hercules, Apollo, Ammon, the goddesses Venus, Isis, Hecate, Diana, Juno, Maite, Ceres, Cybele, are black. The Multimammia is black in the Campidoglio at Rhone, and in Montfaucon, antiquity explained, on the color of the gods of the ancients, and of the identity of them all with the god Sol, and with the Krishna of India, nothing more need be said. The reader has already seen the striking marks of similarity in the history of Krishna and the stories related of Jesus in the Ramayana heretical books. He probably will not think that their effect is destroyed, as Mr. Maurice flatters himself, by the word Krishna in the Indian language signifying black, and the god being of that color, when he is informed, of what Mr. Maurice was probably ignorant, that in all the Ramish countries of Europe, in France, Italy, Germany, Mansi, the god Christ, as well as his mother, are described in their old pictures and statues to be black. The infant god in the arms of his black mother, his eyes and drapery white, is himself perfectly black. There is scarcely an old church in Italy where some remains of the worship of the black virgin and black child are not to be met with. Very often the black figures have given way to white ones, and in these cases the black ones, as being held sacred, were put into retired places in the churches, but were not destroyed, but are yet to be found there. They are generally esteemed by the rabble with a most profound veneration. Page 139. If the author had wished to invent a circumstance to corroborate the assertion that the Ramish Christ of Europe is the Krishna of India, how could he have desired anything more striking than the fact of the black virgin and child being so common in the Ramish countries of Europe, a black virgin and child among the white Germans, Swiss, French, and Italians? The Ramish Krishna is black in India, black in Europe, and black he must remain? Like the ancient gods of Greece, as we have just seen. But, after all, what was he but the Jupiter, the second person of their trimurdial trinity, the Logos of Parmenides and Plato, an incarnation or emanation of the solar power? Page 141. The Hindus, far from laboring to make proselytes to their religion, cannot admit into it those who have been born in and professed any other faith. They say that, provided men perform their moral duties in abstaining from ill, and in doing good to the utmost of their ability, it is but of little importance under what forms they worship God, that things suitable to one people may be unfit for another, and that to suppose that God prefers any one particular religion to the exclusion of others, and yet leaves numbers of his creatures ignorant of his will, is to accuse him of injustice, or to question his omnipotence. Asterisk. I wish our priests would attend to the sound wisdom and benevolence of these people, called by our missionaries ignorant and benighted. Asterisk. Crawford's Researches, ch. the 2nd, p. 158. Then the following passage from the Edinburgh Review, of the article Asiatic Researches, volume, XV, p. 185, will prove most clearly, and beyond all doubt, that the history of Krishna, his residence at Mathura, Mansi, cannot have been copied from the histories in the spurious Gospels, but must have been older than the time of Alexander the Great. Arian, ch. VI, proceeds to relate that Hercules was 15 centuries later than Bacchus. We have already seen that Bacchus was Siva, and Megasthenes distinctly points out what Indian divinity is meant by Hercules. He was chiefly adored by, says Arian, by the Suraceni, who possessed two large cities, Mathura and Klisopra. The Jogars, a navigable river, flows through their territories. Now Harikrishna, the chief of the Suraceni, was born in the metropolis of their country, Mathura, and the river Jamuna flows through the territory of the Suraceni, Mathura being situated on its banks, and called by Ptolemy, Mathuradeorum, which can only be accounted for by its being the birthplace of Krishna. In fact, of the triplicate god Brahma, Krishna, and Siva, three in one and one in three? The creator, the preserver or savior, and the destroyer or regenerator. The great city of Mathura or Methura, and the river Jogars or Jamuna, could not be called after the city or river in Egypt in accommodation to the Christian story. Page 143. The statue of Krishna in the temple of Mathura is black, and the temple is built in the form of a cross, asterisk and stands due east and west. It is evident the Hindus must have known the use of the gnomon at a very remote period. Their religion commands that the four sides of their temples should correspond with the four cardinal points of the heavens, and they are also constructed. Asterisk more. Indiana, Ant, Volume, IIP, 355. Crawford's Res, Volume, IIP, 18. Strabo asterisk says, that close to Heliopolis was a city called Cerceura. This name and the Circusorum of Herodotus are, I do not doubt, corruptions of Clissopera. Asterisk lib. XVII. Drive. Clark says, I have proved and so might any man, that no serpent, in the common sense of the term, can be intended in the third chapter of Genesis, that all the circumstances of the case, as detailed by the inspired penman, are in total hostility to the common mode of interpretation, and that some other method should be found out. Asterisk asterisk class, Jure. No. VI. June. 1811. P. 440. Page 144. The observation which Drive, Clark has made is extremely valuable, that in the drawings of Sanrat the serpent is not biting the heel of Krishna, but the side of the foot. This clearly shows that they are not servile copies of one another, but records of a mythos substantially the same. Had the Hindus copied from the Bible, they would have made the serpent bite the heel, whether it were of the mother or of the son. The story of Krishna and the serpent biting his foot is of itself alone sufficient to prove that the mythos of Krishna is not taken from the Ramesh or Greek religion of Jesus Christ, because in it, the mother, not the son, bruises the serpent. Ipsa condurit caputum, and c. Asterisk asterisk Vulgate, Volume 1, Book 4, Chapter 2 Crucifixion of Krishna, and Witoba or Balgi question mark Moore's observations refuted question mark Moore particulars respecting the temple of Witoba question mark Krishna, Bacchus, Hercules, and c. Types of the real savior question mark Taurus and Aries, and heir of Krishna, Immaculate Conception. From the History of Pythagoras page 144. Question mark I now present my reader with two very extraordinary histories relating to the crucifixion. I say, fiat veritas rut calum. Nothing can injure the cause of religious truth, except, indeed, it be the falsities, suppressions, pious frauds, and want of candor of the priests, and of its weak and ill-judging friends, the pious frauds of the priests of all religions. Imperiously demand of the philosophizing critic the most severe and suspicious examination, and whether the priests of the modern British Church are to form an exception, will be a subject of inquiry in the second part of this work. In the work of Mons, Peniot asterisk is the following passage, asterisk volume, IP, 208, on raconte fort diversement la mort de Krishna, and tradition remarkable et avérée fait de parier sur un bois fatal, un arbre. Du il fut cloué d'un coup de flèche, et du haut de quil prédit les maquillants fondrés sur l'autre, dans le Kali Yuga, en effet, 30 ou 36 ans apers, commence cet age de crimes, et de miseres, an autre tradition ajout que le corps d'ilham d'où fut changé en un trunc de chandana ou sandal, et quantité jeté dans l'imana, president de Mathura, il passa de la dans les océans du Gange, qui le portirent sur la côte d'Or. Il y a un corridor et jacinata ou jegrinat, le fameux par les pèlerinages, comme le symbole de reproduction et de la vie. Asterisk il a certainement fort remarkable, quelques variants que l'on puisse couvrir dans les différents recits, de voir siva et Krishna unis à jacinata, nom qui signifie la paix du maître du monde, en sous entendant que chetra, car, par la meme, si nom et un épithète de Krishna. La mythologie égyptienne s'offrira une tradition sur les corps d'Osiris, tout à fait analogue à la dernière Keynes Venons de reporter, asterisk voy, Langles, Monum, I, p. 186, conf, pp. 127, et, square, religions de l'antiquité, du drive, Frédéric Cruiser, par J, D, Peniot, Paris, Trudel et Wurtz, Rue de Bourbon. No. 17:1825. Page 145. The first part of the above-cited passage respecting the nailing of Krishna to the fatal tree, and his prediction of the future evils of the world, is very remarkable, particularly when coupled with the following recital. Mr. Moore describes an avatar called Vithoba, who has his foot pierced. After stating the reason why he cannot account for it, he says, "A man who was in the habit of bringing me Hindu deities, pictures, and sea, once brought me two images exactly alike, one of them engraved in plate 98, and the subject of it will be at once seen by the most transient glance, affecting indifference." I inquired of my pundit what deva it was. He examined attentively, and, after turning it about for some time, returned it to me, professing his ignorance of what avatar it could immediately relate to, but supposed, by the hole in the foot, that it might be Vithoba, adding that it was impossible to recollect the almost innumerable avatars described in the Puranas. The subject of plate 98 is evidently the crucifixion, and, by the style of workmanship, is clearly of European origin, as is proved by its being in duplicate. Moore's Indiana. Pantheon. pp. 98, 416, 420. This incarnation of Vishnu or Krishna is called Vithoba or Balaji. He has a splendid temple erected to him at Pandharpur. Little respecting this incarnation is known. A story of him is detailed by Mr. Moore, which he observes reminds him of the doctrine of turning the unsmote cheek to an assailant. This god is represented by Moore with a hole on the top of one foot just above the toes, where the nail of a person crucified might be supposed to be placed, and, in another print, he is represented exactly in the form of a Ramesh crucifix, but not fixed to a piece of wood, though the legs and feet are put together in the usual way, with a nail hole in the latter. There appears to be a glory over it coming from above. Generally the glory shines from the figure. It has a pointed Parthian coronet instead of a crown of thorns. All the avatars or incarnations of Vishnu are painted with Ethiopian or Parthian coronets. Now, in Moore's pantheon, the avatar of Vithoba is thus painted, but Christ on the cross, though often described with a glory, I believe is never described with the coronet. This proves that the figure described in Moore's pantheon is not a Portuguese crucifix. Page 146. That nothing more is known respecting this avatar, I cannot help suspecting may be attributed to the same kind of feeling which induced Mr. Moore's friend to wish him to remove this print from his book. The innumerable pious frauds of which Christian priests stand convicted, and the principle of the expediency of fraud admitted to have existed by Mosheim, are a perfect justification of my suspicions respecting the concealment of the history of this avatar, especially as I can find no Vithobas in any of the collections. I repeat, I cannot help suspecting that it is from this avatar of Krishna that the sect of Christians heretics got their Christ crucified in the clouds. Long after the above was written, I accidentally looked into Moore's pantheon at the British Museum, where it appears that the copy is an earlier impression than the former which I had consulted, and I discovered something which Mr. Moore has apparently not dared to tell us, viz., that in several of the icons of Vithoba, there are marks of holes in both feet, and in others, of holes in the hands. In the first copy which I consulted, the marks are very faint, so as to be scarcely visible. In figures 4 and 5 of plate 11, the figures have nail holes in both feet. Fig. 3 has a hole in one hand. Fig. 6 has on his side the mark of a foot, and a little lower in the side a round hole. To his collar or shirt hangs the ornament or emblem of a heart, which we generally see in Ramesh pictures of Christ. On his head he has an Yoni Linga. In plate 12, and in plate 97, he has a round mark in the palm of the hand. Page 147. Figure 1, plate 91, of Moore's pantheon, is a Hanuman, but it is remarkable that it has a hole in one foot, a nail through the other, a round nail mark in the palm of one hand and on the knuckle of the other, and is ornamented with doves and a five-headed cobra snake. It is unfortunate, perhaps it has been thought prudent, that the originals are not in the museum to be examined. But it is pretty clear that the Ramesh and Protestant crucifixion of Jesus must have been taken from the avatar of Balaji, or the avatar of Balaji from it, or both from a common mythos. It cannot and will not be denied that these circumstances make this avatar and its temples at Tirupati, in the Carnatic, and Pandharpur near Pune, the most interesting to the Christian world of any in India. Pilgrimages are made to the former, particularly from Gujarat. Why have not some of our numerous missionaries examined them? Will any person believe that they have not? Why is not the account of the search and the published transactions of the missionary society? There is plenty of nonsense in their works about Jagannath and his temple. Was it suppressed for the same reason that the father of ecclesiastical history, Eusebius, admits that the suppressed matters relating to the Christians, and among the rest, I suppose, the murder of Crispus, by his father Constantine, viz., that it was not of good report? It would be absurd to deny that I must believe this to be the fact. When Mr. Moore wrote, Tirupati was in the possession of the English, who made a profit of £15,000 a year of the temple. The silence itself of our literati and missionaries speaks volumes. Page 148. I shall presently make some observations on the celebrated Hercules, and I shall shew that he is the same as Krishna, a supposed incarnation of the sun in Aries. On this god the very celebrated and learned divine Parkhurst makes the following observation: but the labors of Hercules seem to have had a still higher view, and to have been originally designed as emblematic memorials of what the real Son of God, and Savior of the world, was to do and suffer for our sakes, bringing a cure for all our ills, as the Orphic hymn speaks of Hercules. Here Mr. Parkhurst proceeds as a Christian priest, who is honest and a believer in his religion, thought to do. This is very different from denying a fact or concealing it. Page 149. For a long time I endeavored to find some reason or meaning for the story of the crown of thorns, so unlike anything in history but itself, but in which the prejudices of our education prevent us seeing any absurdity. I have at last come to an opinion, which I know will be scouted by everyone who has not very closely attended to the extreme ignorance of the first professors of Christianity, and it is this: that the idea of the thorns has been taken from the pointed Parthian coronet of Vitoba or Balaji. Not understanding it, and too much blinded by their zeal to allow themselves time to think, as in many other instances, they have run away with the first impression which struck them. If I were not well acquainted with the meanness of understanding of these devotees, I should not certainly harbor this opinion, but it is more absurd than many other of their superstitions. In many of the most ancient temples of India, the bull, as an object of adoration, makes a most conspicuous figure. A gigantic image of one protrudes from the front of the temple of the great creator, called in the language of the country, Jagannath, in Orissa. This is the bull of the zodiac, the emblem of the sun when the equinox took place in the first degree of the sign of the zodiac, Taurus. In consequence of the precession of the equinoxes, the sun at the vernal equinox left Taurus, and took place in Aries, which it has left also for a great number of years, and it now takes place in Aquarius. Thus it keeps receding about 1 degree in 72 years, and about a whole sign in 2160 years. According to this calculation, it is about 2500 by the true zodiac, before the time of Christ, since it was in the same degree of Taurus. M. Dupuis has demonstrated that the labors of Hercules are nothing but a history of the passage of the sun through the signs of the zodiac. Asterisk in that Hercules is the sun in Aries or the ram, Bacchus the sun in Taurus or the bull. From this it follows that the worship of the Jagannath must have been instituted, and his temple probably built, near 6,500 years ago, and that the temple and worship of Krishna, or the Indian Hercules, must have taken place at least, by probably about, 2160 years later. This brings the date of Krishna to about 2500 years before Christ. The adoration of the bull of the zodiac is to be met with everywhere throughout the world, in the most opposite climes. The examples of it are innumerable and incontrovertible. They admit of no dispute. Asterisk in the sphere, Hercules treads in the serpent's head. See Dupuis. Page 150. The life of Pythagoras will show us where the Christians may have got the particulars which differ from the history of Krishna. The early fathers traveling for information, which was the case with Papias, Hegesippus, Justin, and C. mixed the traditions relating to Pythagoras, which they found spread all the over the East, with those relating to the Indian Krishna, and from the two form their own system, Pythagoras himself having drawn many of his doctrines, and C. from the Indian school. The commixture could scarcely be avoided. Thus we find the few peculiarities respecting the birth of Jesus, such as the Immaculate Conception, wherein the history of Jesus differs from that of Krishna, exactly copied from the life of Pythagoras, and the circumstances relating to the Immaculate Conception by the mother of Pythagoras, I have no doubt were taken from the history of Buddha, as I shall show in my next chapter, and from the Virgin of the Celestial Sphere herself of Oriental origin. Thus from a number of loose traditions at last came to be formed, by very ignorant and credulous persons, the complete history of the Jesus Christ of the Ramish Church, as we know it. The first striking circumstance in which the history of Pythagoras agrees with the history of Jesus is, that they were natives of nearly the same country, the former being born at Sidon, the latter at Bethlehem, both in Syria. The father of Pythagoras, as well as the father of Jesus, was prophetically informed that his wife should bring forth a son, who should be a benefactor to mankind. They were both born when their mothers were from home on journeys, Joseph and his wife having gone to Bethlehem to be taxed, and the father of Pythagoras having traveled from Samos, his residence, to Sidon, about his mercantile concerns. Pythe, the mother of Pythagoras, had a connection with an Apolloniacal specter, or ghost, of the god Apollo, or god Sol. Of course this must have been a holy ghost, and here we have the holy ghost, which afterward appeared to her husband, and told him that he must have no connection with his wife during her pregnancy A story evidently the same as that relating to Joseph and Mary. From these peculiar circumstances, Pythagoras was known by the same identical title of Jesus, namely, the Son of God, and was supposed by the multitude to be under the influence of divine inspiration. When young, he was of a very grave deportment, and was celebrated for his philosophical appearance and wisdom. He wore his hair long, after the manner of the Nazarites, whence he was called the long-haired Samian, and I have no doubt that he was a Nazarite for the term of his natural life, and the person called his daughter was only a person figuratively so called. He spent many years of his youth in Egypt, where he was instructed in the secret learning of the priests, as Jesus, in the apocryphal Gospels, is said to have been, and was carried thence to Babylon by Cambyses, the iconoclast and restorer of the Jewish religion and temple, where he was initiated into the doctrines of the Persian Magi. Thence he went to India, where he learned the doctrines of the Brahmins. Before he went to Egypt he spent some time at Sidon, Tyre, and Byblus, learning the secret mysteries of all these places. Whilst in this country he chiefly dwelt in a temple on Mount Carmel, probably in the temple of Jove, in which there was no image. After his return from India, he is stated to have traveled about the world, to Egypt, Syria, Greece, Italy, and Sea, preaching reformation of manners to these different nations, and leaving among them numbers of proselytes. He was generally favored by the people, but is generally persecuted by the governments, which almost always persecute real philanthropists. Here are certainly some circumstances in this history very like those in the histories of Jesus. The stories told of the mother of Pythagoras having had connection with an Apolloniacal specter is not the only one of the kind. The same story is told of Plato, who was said to be born of Peractonia, without connection with his father Ariston, but by connection with Apollo. On this ground the really very learned Origen defends the Immaculate Conception, assigning, also, in confirmation of the fact, the example of vultures, vatures, who propagate without the male. What a striking proof that a person may possess the greatest learning, and yet be in understanding the weakest of mankind. It seems to be quite impossible for any person of understanding to believe, that the coincidence of these histories of Plato asterisk and Pythagoras, with that of Jesus, can be the effect of accident. Then how can they be accounted for otherwise than by supposing that in their respective orders of time they were all copies of one another? How the priests are to explain away these circumstances I cannot imagine. Ingenious as they are, they cannot say that Jamblichus, knowing the history of Christ, attributed it to the philosophers, because he quotes for his authorities Epimenides, Xenocrates, and Olympiodorus, who all lived long previous to the birth of Christ. Asterisk Vid Olympiodorus's Life of Plato, Volume 1, Book 5, Chapter 1. Buddha the Sun in Taurus, as Krishna was the Sun in Aries. Names of Buddha Meaning of the word Buddha, the same as that of the first word in Genesis The 10 incarnations. Descent of Buddha the same as Krishna's question mark. Buddha and Krishna the same question mark. Simplicity of Buddhism question mark. Explanation of plate question mark. Buddha a Negro question mark. Hierarchy question mark. Main question mark. Samanins of Clemens question mark. Incarnation question mark. Kabbal question mark. Buddhism extends over many centuries question mark. Buddha before Krishna page 152. The time has now arrived when it becomes proper to enter upon an examination of the doctrines of the celebrated Buddha of India, which were the foundations of all the mythoses of the Western nations, as well as of those which we have seen of Krishna, and from these two were supplied most of the superstitions which became engrafted into the religion of Jesus Christ. I shall show that Buddha and Krishna were only renewed incarnations of the same being, and that being the solar power, or a principle symbolized by the sun question mark a principle made by the sun visible to the eyes of mortals, and particularly exhibiting himself in his glory at the vernal equinox, in the heavenly constellation known by the name of Taurus, as Buddha, and subsequently in that of Aries, as Krishna. Page 153. Buddha is variously pronounced and expressed, Bode, Bot, But, Bad, Bud, Budu, Bauda, Boda, Budso, Pot, Pout, Poda, Podi, and Pouti. The Siamese make the final T or D quiescent, and sound the word po, whence the Chinese still further vary it to fo or fo. In the Talmudic dialect the name is pronounced Potan or Putin, whence the city, which one contained the temple of Sumnaut or Sumanath, is called Patan Sumnaut. The bred sound of the Uluru passes in the variation pattern into A, pronounced A or O, and in a similar manner, when the P is sounded B, we meet with Bad, Bat, and Bat. All these are in fact no more than a ringing of changes on the quadnate letters B and P, T and D. Another of his names is Suman, which is varied into Saman, Samano, Samana, Sumanath, and Sarmana. From this was borrowed the sectarian appellation of Samanins, or Sarmanines. A third is Gautama, which is indifferently expressed Gautama, Gautama, Gautam, Kotam, Ketan, Kartam, and Kardana. A fourth is Saka, Sasya, Siaka, Shaka, Zaka, Zakamuni or Zakamenu and Kia, which is the uncompounded form of Sakya. A fifth is Dharma, or Dharma, or Dharmaraja. A sixth is Hermias, Hernoi, or Hari Maya. A seventh is Dita, Datalriya, Datalana, Date, Tat or Tat, Devatut or Devatwasta. An eighth is Jain, Jina, Chin, Jain Deo, Chin Deo, or Jainaswar. A ninth is Aharan. A tenth is Madi Man, My Man, or, if Om is added, My Man Om. An eleventh is Manaswara, formed by the same title Men or Man or Menu joined to Aswara. A twelfth is Gomet or Gometaswara. A nineteenth, when he is considered as Aswara or Siva, is Matiyasa or Hariyasa, that is to say, the great Yasa or the Lord Yasa. A fourteenth is Dagan or Dagan, or Dagpo. A fifteenth is Taranath. And a sixteenth is Arkabandhu or Kinsman of the Sun, asterisk asterisk Faber, Peg, Title, B, V, Chet, V, P, 351. Wat or Vod is a mere variation of Bode, and Wodan is simply the Talmudic mode of pronouncing Buddha, for in that mode of enunciation, Buddha is expressed Putin or Podin, and Podin is undoubtedly the same word as Vodan or Wodan, asterisk this etymology is assented to by Sir W. Jones, if it were not, as I believe it was, originally proposed by him, Wotan was the god of the Scuths and Scandinavians, and said to be the inventor of their letters, as Hermes was the supposed inventor of the letters of the Egyptians. This, among other circumstances, tends to prove that the religion of the Celts and Scuths of the West was Buddhism. The Celtic Tutates is the Gothic Tut or Tuisto, Buddha's titles of Tat, Tita, or Chwasra, Taranis is Taranath, Isis of Gaul is Yesa, Mahesa, and Hariyesa, but those are by the Latin writers called Mercury, asterisk Ib, P, 355, Faber, Arig, Peg, Title, page 154. My reader will observe that I have given from Mr. Faber 16 different names of Buddha, by which he undertakes to prove that he was known at different times and in different places. Mr. Faber enters at great length into the discussion of each, and proves his case, in almost every instance, in a way which cannot reasonably be disputed. In my Celtic truths I have shown that the worship of Buddha is everywhere to be found. In Wales, Scotland, and Ireland. Who, the great god of the Welsh, is called Budwas, and they call their god Bud, the god of victory, the king who rises in light and ascends the sky. In Scotland, the country people frighten their children by telling them that old Bud or the old man will take them. In India, one of the meanings of the word Buddha is old man. In this inquiry it seems of the first consequence to ascertain the meaning of the word Buddha. From the examination of the accounts of the different authors, this celebrated word appears to have the same meaning as to the first word of Genesis, that is, wisdom, or extremely wise, or wise in a high degree. M. Cruiser gives it savant, sage, intelligence, excellente, et superior. He says, it allies itself or is closely allied to the understanding, mind, intelligence unique, and supreme of God. This is confirmed by Mr. Ward, the missionary, who tells us that Buddha is the deity of wisdom, as was the Minerva of Greece. When devotees pray for wisdom to their king, they say, may Buddha give thee wisdom. Ward's Hist. Of Hind. P. 452. In the Pali, of Ceylon, it means universal knowledge or holiness. Ajit. Res. Volume. XVII. P. 33. In Sanskrit we have, Sanskrit root, bud, to know, to be aware, budhyati, he knows, is aware, bodhami, I inform, I teach, buddhi, wisdom, Buddha, sage, wise, bodha, wisdom. Two facts seem to be universally agreed upon by all persons who have written respecting Buddha. The first is, that at last he is always found to resolve himself into the sun, either as the sun, or as the higher principle of which the sun is the image or emblem, or of which the sun is the residence. The second is, that the word Buddha means wisdom. Now, we cannot believe that this wisdom would be called by so singular a name as Buddha, without a cause. Page 155. It has been observed by several philologers that the letters BD, BD, universally convey the idea either of former or of creator. But Genesis says the world was formed by wisdom. Wisdom was the Buddha or former of the world. Thus wisdom, I conceive, became called Bud. Wisdom was the first emanation, so was Buddha. Wisdom was the logos by which the world was formed, but Buddha was the creator. Thus the logos and Bud are identical, the same person of the Trinity. I shall shew that logos, Bud, and Rasit, were only names in different languages for the same idea. Mr. Wider says, through the whole compass of language the element BD denotes being, hence we have the great deity worshipped all over the East? Buddha. Then Buddha will mean the existent or self-existent wisdom, self-existent as an integral part of the Trinity. He then informs us that, in Persian, but on Bud, signifies to be, the same as is, a, existo, but is clearly the I am that I am of our Bible, or, in the original, which has no present tense, the I shall be, or the I have been, or what. Perhaps, this celebrated text may mean, that which I have been, I shall be eternity, past and future. Etymol, Univ, Volume, I, p. 310. The following is the speech of Arjuna respecting Vishnu as Krishna? Thou art all in all, O Supreme Bhagavat. Thou art the Buddha avatar who shall tranquilize and give ease to devotees, human creatures, and deities. Camp. Key. Volume. II. P. 294. I think I could scarcely have wished for a more complete proof of the truth of my doctrine of the renewal of the avatars, than the above. It shows, in fact, that both Buddha and Krishna are nothing but renewed incarnations in each cycle. The ancient identity of the worship of Buddha and of Krishna receives a strong confirmation from the fact that the Buddhists have 10 incarnations of Buddha, the same as the followers of Krishna, and, what is remarkable, called by the same names. Wards, India. P. 387. Page 156. The only fact worthy of notice here is that Buddha was universally allowed to be the first of the incarnations, that Krishna was of later date, and that, at the era of the birth of Christ, 8 of them had appeared on the earth, and that the other 2 were expected to follow before the end of the Kali Yuga. or of the present age. Between the Brahmins and the Buddhists there exists the greatest conceivable enmity. The ancient histories of the Hindus are full of accounts of terrible wars between the different sectaries, which probably lasted, with the intermissions usual in such cases, for many generations, and extended their influence over the whole world, and we shall see in the course of this work, that, in the results, they continue to exercise an influence over the destinies of mankind. Buddha is allowed by his enemies, the Brahmins, to have been an avatar. Then here is divine wisdom incarnate, of whom the bull of the zodiac was the emblem. Here he is the Protagonos or first begotten, the god or goddess Mhtij of the Greeks, being, perhaps, both male and female. He is at once described as divine wisdom, the sun, and Taurus. This is the first Buddha or incarnation of wisdom, by many of the Brahmins often confounded with a person of the same name, supposed to have lived at a later day. In fact, Buddha or the wise, if the word were not merely the name of a doctrine, seems to have been an appellation taken by several persons, or one person incarnate at several periods, and from this circumstance much confusion has arisen. The mother of Buddha was Maya, who was also the mother of Mercury, a fact of the first importance. Of this Maya or Maha, the mother of Mercury, Mr. Davies asterisk says, the universal genius of nature, which discriminated all things, according to their various kinds or species question mark the same, perhaps, as the Meth of the Egyptians, and the Mhtij of the Orphic bards, which was of all kinds, and the author of all things, question mark y Mhtij pfwtojgenetwr, Orph, Frag. To this, Mr. Whiter adds, to these terms belong the well-known deities Buddha and Amida. The Fo of the Chinese is acknowledged to be the Fa or Buddha of the Eastern world, and the Mercury of the Greeks. He then gives the following passage from Barrow's Travels. The Buddha of the Hindus was the son of Maya, and one of his epithets an Amida. The Fo of China was the son of Amoya, and one of his epithets is Omi too. And in Japan, whose natives are of Chinese origin, the same god Fo is worshipped under the name of Amida. Asterisk upon wider. Etymol. Univ. P. 103. Page 157. The followers of Buddha teach that he descended from a celestial mansion into the womb of Mahamaya, spouse of Sautadana, king of Magadha on the north of Hindostan, and member of the family of Sakya, asterisk the most illustrious of the caste of Brahmins. His mother, who had conceived him, by a ray of light, according to Diganus, Sansalya, without defilement, that is, the conception was immaculate, brought him into the world after 10 months without pain. He was born at the foot of a tree, and he did not touch the earth, Brahma having sought him to receive him in a vase of gold, and gods, or kings the incarnations of gods, assisted at his birth. The Maunis asterisk asterisk and pundits, prophets and wise men, recognized in this marvelous infant all the characters of the divinity, and he had scarcely seen the day before he was hailed Devadadeva, god of gods, Buddha. Before he was called by the name of Buddha, or wisdom, very early made incredible progress in the sciences. His beauty, as well as his wisdom, was more than human, and when he went abroad, crowds assembled to admire him. After a certain time he left the palace of his father, and retired into the desert, where he commenced his divine mission. There he ordained himself priest, and shaved his head with his own hands, i.e., adopted the tonsure. He there changed his name to Gautama. Asterisk. If we look back to section 2, we shall see that Mr. Faber states Sakya to be a name of Buddha. This Zaka or Saka is the origin, as I shall show, of the name of our Saxon ancestors. Maunis are nothing but Menus or wise men, like the Minoses of Crete, Mansi, Rashis of India, and Sufis of Persia. After various trials, he came out of them all triumphant, and after certain temptations or penitences, to which he submitted in the desert, were finished, he declared to his disciples that the time was come to announce to the world the light of the true faith, the gods themselves descending from heaven to invite him to propagate his doctrines. He is described by his followers as a god of pity, the guardian or savior of mankind, the anchor of salvation, and he was charged to prepare the world for the day of judgment. Amro thus addresses him, thou art the Lord of all things, the deity who overcomest the sins of the Kali Yuga, the guardian of the universe, The emblem of mercy towards those who serve thee ? The possessor of all things in vital form. Thou art Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesa. Thou art the Lord of the universe. Thou art the proper form of all things, movable and immovable, the possessor of the whole, and thus I adore thee. Reverence be unto thee, the bestower of salvation. I adore thee, who art celebrated by a thousand names, and under various forms, in the shape of Buddha the God of mercy. Be propitious, O Most High God. Morse Pantheon, pp. 23, 33, 39. Buddha was often said not to have been born of a virgin, but to have been born, as some of the heretics maintained Jesus Christ was born, from the side of his mother. He was also said to have had no father. This evidently alludes to his being the son of the androgynous Brahmimaya. Inasmany was said to be born, Ratrim, Dimnat, Christ, Cat, the third, AP, Fab, Peg, Title, B, IV, CH, V, P, 432, page 158 Mons. Diganus states that Pho, or Buddha, was brought forth not from the matrix, but from the right side, of a virgin, whom a ray of light had impregnated. The Manichaeans held that this was the case with Jesus Christ, and by this single fact, without the necessity for any others, they identify themselves with the Buddhists. Hist. De Huns, Tome I, Part, the second, p. 224, Street, Drim says, apogymnosophistus in D, quasi permanis, hujus opinionis auctoritas traditor, quod buddum, principem dogmaticiarum, e later sono virgo generavit, harin, in Jovininum. We see here that the followers of Buddha are called gymnosophists. It has been observed that the mirror of Ethiopia was a mirror. This is confirmed by an observation of Heliodorus, that the priests of Mero were of a humane character, and were called gymnosophists. De Pa, Researches sur les Egyptiens, Volume, II, Buddha as well as Krishna means shepherd. Thus, he was the good shepherd. M. Piniot says, there is a third Gautama, the founder of the philosophy Nyaya. I asked, may not this be the philosophy of a certain sect, which in its ceremonies chants in honor of Krista the word AI? In fact, the name of the Hebrew Gadu, or Jehovah as we disguise it, we know that names of persons in passing from one language into another, have often been surprisingly changed or disguised. But there is no change here, it is the identical name. Seymour, Hist. Hind. Volume, IIP, 339, ed. 40, page 159. One cannot reflect for a moment upon the different avatars of India, without being struck with the apparent contradiction of one part to the other. Thus Krishna is the sun, yet he is Apollo. He is Balarama, and yet Balakrishna. He is also Narayana floating on the waters. Again, he is Vishnu himself, and an incarnation of Vishnu. He is also Parvati, the Indian Venus. In short, he is every incarnation. All this is precisely as it ought to be. If my theory is correct, he is an avatar or renewed incarnation, in every case, of the sun, or of that higher principle of which the sun is an emblem ? That higher principle which Moses adored when he fell down upon his face to the blazing bush. The adoration of the solar fire, as the emblem of the first great cause, is the master key to unlock every door, to lay open every mystery. Buddha may be seen in the India house with the glory round his head. This I consider of great consequence. The glory round the head of Jesus Christ is always descriptive of his character, as an incarnation of that higher power of which the sun is himself the emblem, or the manifestation. In my Celtic truths I have observed, that the word Krishna, of the old Irish, means the sun. Now, in the collection of Auseli, we find Bud, both, fire, the sun, Buhid Lachd, the great fire of the Druids. We also find in Valency's ancient Irish history, that they brought over from the east the worship of Bud Dirg, or King Bud, who was of the family of Saka San, or Bonus Saka. In the Hindu chronology there is a Buddha Muni, who descended in the family of Sasya, and one of his titles was Arkabandhu, or kinsman of the sun. If my reader will look back a little, and observe that the Hindu Buddhist was of the family of Sakya, he will, I think, believe with me that here we have the Hindu Buddha in Ireland. It is impossible to be denied. How contemptible does it make our learned priests appear, who affect to despise facts of this kind, and to consider the learning wherein they are contained, beneath their notice. But they do not despise them. They hate them and fear them. They feel conscious that they prove a state of the world once to have existed, which shakes to their foundations numbers of their nonsensical dogmas, and, with them, their gorgeous hierarchies. Asterisk volume. Page 160,000,000. Matter has made a very correct observation. As we proceed in our inquiries, every new page will produce some additional proofs of its truth. He says, L'antiquité vraiment voile, s'offrir peut-être en unité de vue, et en liaison de croyances, que les temps modernes orient pin à comprendre. Asterisk. This was the doctrine of the learned Ammonius Saccas, of which I shall treat hereafter. Asterisk. Matter sur les Gnostiques, volume, p. 205. The farther back we go in history, the more simple we find the icons of the gods, until at last, in Italy, Greece, and Egypt, we arrive at a time when there were no icons of them, for Buddha is never seen in the old temples, where his worship alone prevails, but in one figure, and that of extreme simplicity, and in many temples about Kabul, known to be Buddhist, there are no images at all. The images of Buddha can be considered only as figures of incarnations, of a portion of the Supreme Being, in fact, of human beings, filled with divine inspiration, and thus partaking the double quality of God and man. No image of the Supreme Brahm himself is ever made, but in place of it, his attributes are arranged, as in the temple of Garhpuri. Thus, Brahma power creation matter the past earth, Vishnu wisdom preservation spirit the present water, Siva justice destruction time the future fire. Thus each triad was called the creator. In the last of these divisions we find the trinity ascribed to Plato, which I have noticed in sect 4. We see here whence the Greeks have obtained it, and as was very common with them, they misunderstood it, asterisk, and took a mere figurative, or analogical, expression of the doctrine, for the doctrine itself, probably the earth, fire, water, might be given to the canadal, by Plato, to deceive them, as it has done some moderns, to whose superstition its grossness was suitable, asterisk Moore's Panth, p. 242, page 161. The figure in the plates numbered 8, descriptive of Buddha or Krishna, as given by Mons, Cruiser. The following is the account given of this plate by Mons, Pinyal colon asterisk Krishna 8e avatar who incarnation de Vishnu, Sula figure d'un enfant, Elate par Devaki, Samir, et recevant des offrandes de fruits, President de l'Ion Group de Demore Assembles dans une espèce d'arche, La tête de l'enfant Dieu, noir, comme un dix son nom, et sin d'un auréole aussi bien que celle de Samir, on peut voir encore, dans cette belle peinture, Buddha sur le seuil de Maya, asterisk 61, Shiai. Of the two trays which are placed by the figure with the infant, one contains boxes, part of them exactly similar to the frankincense boxes now used in the Ramesh churches, and others such as might be expected to hold offerings of myrrh or gold. The second contains cows, sheep, cattle, and other animals. If my reader has ever seen the exhibition of the Nativity in the Church of the R.C. Mark Eli at Rhone, on Christmas Day, he will recollect the sheep, cows, and sea, which stand around the Virgin and Child. It is an exact icon of this picture. Hundreds of pictures of the mother and child, almost exact copies of this picture, are to be seen in Italy and many other Ramesh countries. But yet there is one circumstance of very great importance which is peculiar to Buddha, and forms a discriminating mark between him and Krishna, which is, that he is continually described as a Negro, not only with a black complexion, in which he agrees with Krishna, but with woolly hair and flat face. M. Cruiser observes, that the black Buddha, with frizzled or curled hair, attaches himself at the same time to the three systems into which the religion of India divides itself. Mr. Moore, on his woolly head, says, some statues of Buddha certainly exhibit thick Ethiopian lips, asterisk but all woolly hair, There is something mysterious, and unexplained, connected with the hair of this, and only of this, Indian deity. The fact of so many different tales having been invented to account for his crisped, woolly head, is alone sufficient to excite suspicion, that there is something to conceal question mark something to be ashamed of, more than meets the eye. Asterisk the lips are often tinged with red to shew that the blackness does not arise from the color of the bronze or stone of which the image is made, but that black is the color of the god. Moore's Pantheon, p. 232. The reason why Buddha is a Negro, at least in the very old icons, I trust I shall be able to explain in a satisfactory manner hereafter. The Brahmins form a species of corporation, a sacerdotal aristocracy, possessing great privileges. But the Buddhists have a regular hierarchy. They form a state within a state, or a spiritual monarchy of the side of a temporal one. They have their cloisters, their monastic life, and their religious rule. Their monks form a priesthood numerous and powerful, and they place their first great founder at their head as the sacred depositary of their faith, which is transmitted by the spiritual prince, who is supported by the contributions of the faithful, from generation to generation, similar to that of the Lamas of Tibet. M. Kruser might have said, not similar to, but identical with the Lama himself, who, like the Pope of Rome, is God on earth, at the head of all, a title which the latter formally assumed. Indeed, the close similarity between the two is quite wonderful to those who do not understand it. The monks and nuns of the Buddhists, here noticed by M. Kruser, take the three cardinal vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, question mark the same as the monks and nuns of the European Christians. This singular fact at once proves the identity of the orders in the two communities, and that they must have had a common origin. I know not any circumstance of consequence in their economy in which they differ. Page 162. Maya is called the Great Mother, the Universal Mother. She is called Devi, or the Goddess Par, EXOCHN question mark the Grand Bhavani, the Mother of Gods and of Men. She is the mother of the Trimurti, or the being called the Creator, Preserver, and Destroyer, whom she conceived by Brahm, and when the Brahmins can get no farther in their mystics, they finished by calling her illusion. A certain order of persons called Samanids are noticed by Porphyry and Clemens Alexandrinus. Porphyry, in his treatise on abstinence, gives a very good description of the Brahmins and Samanids, asterisk from which it appears that the latter had precisely the same monastic regulations in his time, that they have at this day, asterisk dabs, lib, iv, sect, xvii. The Hermes of Egypt, or Buddha, was well known to the ancient Canaanites, who had a temple to, $erm, the projector, by which they seemed to have meant the material spirit, or rather heavens, considered as projecting, impelling, and pushing forward the planetary bodies in their courses. Asterisk notwithstanding the nonsense about material spirit or heavens, the Hermes, or Buddha, is very apparent. Asterisk Parkhurst, Lex, Invos percent, $RME, page 163. In the Samanids and Buddha of Porphyry and Clemens, we have a proof that the doctrines of Buddhism were common in their day. Both Cyril and Clemens Alexandrinus asterisk agree in telling us that the Samanids were the sacerdotal order both in Bactria and in Persia, but the Samanids were the priests of Samand or Buddha, and it is well known that the sacerdotal class of Bactria and Persia were the Magi. Therefore the Magi and the Samanids must have been the same, and consequently Buddha, or Maga, or Samand, must have been venerated in those regions. With this conclusion, the mythologic history of the Zend-Avesta will be found in perfect accordance. The name of the most ancient bull that was united with the first man Kiyumurth, is said to have been Abadad. But Abadad, like the Abuddho of the Japanese, is plainly nothing more than Abuddhat, or Father Buddhadda. But this is not the only proof of the Buddhism of the Persians. According to the Desatir of Moshani, Mahabad, i.e., the great Buddha, was the first king of Persia and of the whole world, and the same as the Triplasia in Mithras. Asterisk Clemens Alexandrinus in particular states that the Samanids were the priests of the Bactrians. Strom, lib. I. p. 305. Faber, Pag. Title. B. V. Ch. V. p. 235. Faber, Pag. Title. B. V. Ch. V. P. 353. Ibid. Buddha has his three characters, the same as Brahma, which produced three sects, like those of the Brahmins question mark that of Buddha or Gautama, that of Janardhana, and that of Arindomahiman. Asterisk I think in the last of these titles may be found the Ahriman or the Moyahriman, the destroyer of Persia, but Buddha is allowed by the Brahmins to have been an incarnation of Vishnu, or to be identified with Brahma, Vishnu, and Siva, and like them he was venerated under the name Om. Asterisk Ibid. P. 349. Colonel Franklin. P. 5. Says, the learned Maurice entertains no doubt that the elder Buddha of India is no other than the elder Hermes Trismegistus of Egypt, and that that original character is of antediluvian race. Buddha in Egypt was called Hermes Trismegistus. Lycophron calls him Tricephalus. This speaks for itself, as we have seen that Buddha is identified with Brahman, Vishnu, and Siva. Page 164. Mr. Moore says, most, if not all, of the gods of the Hindu pantheon will, on close investigation, resolve themselves into the three powers, and those powers into one deity, Brahm, typified by the sun. Asterisk again. In Hindu mythology everything is indeed the sun. Nothing can be more true. Mr. Moore adds, we may here, as usual with all Hindu deities, trace Kama's genealogy upwards to the sun, who is Brahm. Asterisk pantheon, pp. 6, 16, Ibid. P. 447. Buddha is stated by Sir W. Jones to be Wotan, and not a native of India. Asterisk but it is remarkable that Wotan is his Tamil name, and the Tamulis are now in South India. This will be found of importance hereafter. Asterisk Ajit. Res. Volume. II40. P. 9. Mons. Pinyot, in his notes on Kreuzer, has very justly observed that the earliest notice we have of the Persian religion has come from the north, from ancient Arya or Balch, the ancient Bactriana. He says, Savans Japarle de temples souterrains de Damian, a quelt distance de Kabarul, Isilapur set Lindi, Hamet Brahma, Buet Zoroaster, semblance se Donner Lamain. Asterisk, asterisk Kreuzer, volume, I, p. 677. Page 165. The following copy, in Moore's Hindu pantheon, of an inscription which was found in Bengal, the very focus of the country of the Brahmins, is of itself, as its genuineness cannot be disputed, almost enough to prove the original identity of Krishna and Buddha. The address is said to be the Supreme Being, reverence be unto thee in the form of Buddha, reverence be unto thee, Lord of the earth, reverence be unto thee, an incarnation of the deity, and the eternal one, reverence be unto thee, O God, in the form of the God of mercy, the dispeller of pain and trouble, the Lord of all things, the deity who overcomest the sins of the Kali Yuga colon the guardian of the universe, the emblem of mercy toward those who serve thee, Om, the possessor of all things in vital form, thou art Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesa, asterisk thou art the Lord of the universe, thou art the proper form of all things, movable and immovable, the possessor of the whole, and thus I adore thee, reverence be unto thee, the bestower of salvation, reverence be unto thee, Kesava, the destroyer of the evil spirit, Kesi, question mark O Dame Ordara, shew me favor, thou art he who resteth upon the face of the milky ocean, and who lieth upon the serpent Sesha. Again Mr. Moore says, in Ceylon, the Sinhalese have traditions respecting Buddha, that, like the legends of Krishna, identify him with his prototype, Vishnu. I think with Mr. Moore and Major Mahoney, that the identity of Buddha and Vishnu is clearly made out. Asterisk is the Mahesa of Mr. Moore the Mah or Great Hesus of Gaul, I believe so. But, Sverons. Pp. 222, 224, Ib. P. 228. In my last chapter one said, that the word Om was used exactly like our word Amen. In the above prayer is a proof of what I there advanced, with this only difference, that it was not spoken but meditated on, in profound silence, at the end of the distichoda prayer. Page 166. Mr. Franklin makes an observation which is new to me, that the ancient Etrurians had the countenances of Negroes, the same as the images of Buddha in India. Asterisk. Asterisk researches on BODHS and Jains, p. 149, Volume 1, Book 5, Chapter 2 Cassini question mark Luber, Cycles question mark Isaiah's prophecy known to the Egyptians and the Celts of Gaul question mark Mystical meaning of the letter M question mark Explanation of the Oriental astronomical systems question mark Subject continued question mark Mr. Bentley, Berosus question mark Mosaic and Hindu systems, Various prophecies question mark Martianus Capella. Subject continued page 166 The following observations of the very celebrated astronomer Cassini, made more than 100 years ago, and extracted from Laloubière's History of Siam, will enable me to elicit several conclusions respecting the famous Neros, of the greatest importance, as an astronomer. M. Cassini is in the first rank. No one will deny that his calculations upon acknowledged or admitted facts are entitled to the highest respect. I think they will enable me to point out the origin of many of the difficulties respecting Buddha and Krishna, and to explain them. Page 168 Many of our divines have been much astonished at the coincidence between the prophecy of the heathen Sibyl and that of Isaiah. The difficulty I flatter myself I shall now be able to remove, by shewing that it related to the system of cycles, which Mons. Cassini detected in the Siamese manuscript. I shall now proceed to prove that the period of 600 years, or the Neros alluded to by Cassini, which has been well described by the most celebrated astronomers as the finest period that ever was invented, Josephus says was handed down from the patriarchs who lived before the flood, is the foundation of the astronomical periods of the Indians, and is probably the age or mundane revolution alluded to by Virgil. On the subject of this fine cycle, and the important consequences deduced by Mons, Bailey from the knowledge of it by the ancients, my Celtic truths may be consulted. There my reader will see proofs that it was probably the invention of a period long prior to anything which we have been accustomed to contemplate as founded on historical records. Page 169 The prophecy of Isaiah may be said to have been a mystery, an example of judicial astrology. It required no divine inspiration to prove to the initiated that, at the end of the cycle then running, a new cycle would commence, or that the cycle of the god Krishna, the sun, would be born again, and this leads us to a discovery which will account for and remove many of the difficulties which our learned men have encountered respecting Buddha and Krishna. It is evident that both of them being the sun, mystically and astrologically speaking, their year was 600 years long, and their birthdate on the first year of the 600, on which was a conjunction of sun and moon at the vernal equinox. The day of the first birth of Buddha was at the vernal equinox of that 600 when the sun entered Taurus, of Krishna of that 600 nearest to the time when he entered Aries. The birthdays of both returned every 600 years question mark when the Fendor Phoenicia or Phoenix was consumed on the altar of the temple of the sun at Heliopolis, in Egypt, and rose from its ashes to new life. This, I think, seems to have been purely astrological. At first many persons will be greatly surprised at the assertion that the passages of Isaiah, ch. vi. 14, vi. 8, are not prophecies of Christ. Page 170 again. Drive. Adam Clark maintains that the prophecy of Isaiah question mark a virgin asterisk shall conceive and bear a son, and call his name Emmanuel, does not mean Christ. Asterisk the word virgin here is, in the Hebrew, percent, minus 3 ohm. And is preceded by the emphatic article percent e. Therefore of course it means the not a virgin. In the ph question mark nation, Bachart says, percent, minus 3 olma signifies virgin. This is evidently the same word, the celestial virgin, the alm Venus of Lucretius, and the Brahmi Maya of India, or the virgin Astras, alluded to by Virgil. Class. Jordan. Volume. IV. p. 169 of No. VI. No. VII. I can entertain little doubt that this prophecy was well known to the Gauls or Celts and Druids, long before the time of Christ, as is made sufficiently evident by an inscription Virgini Paratory, which was found at Chartreuse upon a black image of Isis. This image was made by one of their kings, and the Reverend M. Langevin says it was existing in his day, about 1792. Asterisk they are almost the words of Isaiah, and Mons. Langevin says, were inscribed 100 years before the birth of Christ, along with the statue of Isis was a boat, which M. Longin says was the symbol under which this goddess was adored. This was the Arga of India, of which I shall treat hereafter. Asterisk researches hist. Surfalays. Par Longvin, Peter. This prophecy, which our divines have been so eager to make apply to Jesus Christ, was known also to the Egyptians and Greeks, as well as to the Hindus and Jews. This fact strongly supports my rendering, that it related to their sacred ome. Asterisk asterisk see Celtic Druids, ch. v. sect. vi. p. 163. Note. Singular as my reader may imagine it to be that Isaiah alludes to the ome of India, he will not think it so very paradoxical and singular, when he learns, that the history of Cyrus, who is prophesied of by name by Isaiah, is taken from a passage in the life of Krishna, from some history of whom Herodotus must have copied it. The connection noticed by Cassini between the prophecy of Isaiah, the Oriental cycles, and the prophecy of the Sibyl and Virgil, has a strong tendency to confirm the explanation which I have given above of the word, and, 3 omnual or Emmanuel, used by Isaiah, page 172 in the celebrated history called the Gospel of the Infancy, which, I think it probable, was originally in Arabic, but of which there are some passages remaining in Greek. Jesus is said to have been sent to a schoolmaster, to whom he explained the mystical meaning of the letters. This gospel was peculiarly the gospel of the Nestorians, and of the Christians of St. Thomas on the coast of Malabar, of whom I shall have to speak hereafter. This story is repeated in another gospel, called the Gospel of St. Thomas, which in the Greek, and, for the reasons which the reader will see, was probably translated from Syriac, Hebrew, or Arabic. When the Master taught Jesus the word Aleph, the mystical meaning of which has been proved to be the Trinity by Chardin, he pronounced the second letter, which is written in the Greek letters, but in the Hebrew language, Bempeth, after which it is said, that he explained to his master the meaning of the prophets. Here we see the mystical, Mem, or 600 of Isaiah, only written in Greek letters. This was the explanation of the mystery of Isaiah, of the prophets. If the person translating this work from the Hebrew had given to the letters the Greek names, Alpha, Beta, and C, the mystery would not have been contained in them. Therefore he gave them in Hebrew. Mr. Jones says, these Gospels were published in the beginning of the 2nd century. They were received by the Manichaeans, and the Gnostic sects, particularly that of the Marcosians, probably followers of Marcus. The Gnostics existed, as will be proved, not only before St. Paul, who wrote against them, but also before the Christian era. Asterisk asterisk Jones on Canon, Volume, IPP, 396, 433, Volume, IIP, 232, page 173. When the chief priest placed his hands on the candidate for orders or for initiation into the priesthood, he smashed him, that is, he made the mark of the cross, or mark the candidate with the number of or sign of 600. Asterisk this letter in the Hebrew means 60 and 600, the two famous cycles of the Indians, the Sonak being, in fact, nothing but the M final. Asterisk see Celtic Druids, ch. v. sect. x. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses, 4/smk, smashed him, laying his hands upon him. Dut. XXXIV. 9. See Jotonia. The mem final question mark. The letter Sonak question mark was adopted for the 600, because the cycles of 60 and 600 are, in reality, the same, or one a part of the other. They would equally serve the purpose of the calendar. If they reckoned by the neros, there were 10 neroses and 6,000. If the reckoning was made by 60, there were 100 times that number and 6,000 years. This we shall understand better presently. This explanation of the Sonak completes what I have said respecting the X being the mark for 600, in by Celtic Druids, ch. v. sect. x, but M is the sign of the passive as well as of the active principle, that is, of the Maya. Thus it is the symbol of both, that is, of the Brahmi Maya. And this is the reason why we find this the monogram of the Virgin upon the pedestal of the goddess Multimammia, and of the Virgin Mary, with a bambino, or black Christ, in her arms, as may be seen in many places in Italy, page 174. The Mundra of Egypt, named by Plutarch, admitted by Kircher to be the passive principle of nature, is evidently nothing but the Oma or Omas, with the mem final, the sign of 600, prefixed. The sun was the emblem of the active principle, the moon of the passive principle, hence she was generally female, often called Isis, to which she was dedicated, and Magna Mater. *. Clark's Travels, Volume, IIP, 318. The recurrence of the word Om, in the names of places in Egypt, and in Syria, *about Mount Sinai, is very remarkable, and raises strong ground for suspicion that it has a relation to the Om of India. We must remember that this Om is the Amen or sacred mystical word of the Bible, of the law given on Sinai. It is also the word omen *good or bad *which means prophecy. *Weidbercher's Travels. There was a remarkable eclipse in March 4710 of the Julian period, *about the time of Herod's death, and the birth of Christ. This is as it ought to be. The conjunction of the sun and moon took place on the birth of Christ. This was exactly 600 years after the birth of Cyrus, who was the Messiah, to use the epithet of the Old Testament, who immediately preceded Jesus Christ. *Siegit. Res. Volume. X. P. 48. Clement. Grun. An Encyclop. Brit. Grun. P. 754. Page 176. This is a most important cycle, and I think we shall here see the reason for the information of such very long periods by the Hindus. The Nirosor cycle of 600 was originally invented to enable them to regulate the vernal and autumnal phallic festivals. After some time they discovered that their cycle of 600 no longer answered, but that their festivals returned at a wrong period, as the equinox, which once fell on the 1st of May, now took place on the 1st of April. This led ultimately to the discovery that the equinox preceded about 2160 years in each sign, or 25,920 years in the 12 signs, and this induced them to try if they could not form a cycle of the two. On examination, they found that the 600 would not commensurate the 2160 years in a sign, or any number of sums of 2160 less than 10, but that it would be 10, or that in 10 times 2160, or in 21,600 years, the two cycles would agree. Yet this artificial cycle would not be enough to include the cycle of 25,920. They, therefore, took two of the periods of 21,600, or 43,200, and, multiplying both by 10, viz., 600 × 10 = 6,000, and 43,200 × 10 = 432,000, they found a period with which the 600-year period and the 6,000-year period would terminate and form a cycle. Every 432,000 years the three periods would commence anew. Thus the three formed a year or cycle, 72 times 6,000 making 432,000, and 720 times 600 making 432,000. Page 179. It is necessary to observe that few of the numbers respecting the precession are absolutely correct. For instance, the number of years for a sign is 2153, instead of 2160. The difference arises from fractions, as I have stated above, and is so small that it is not worth notice. The following observation of M. Volney's will explain it. Edward Barnard discovered from ancient monuments that the Egyptian priests calculated, as we do, the movement of the precession at 59.3/4 in a year. Consequently that they knew it with as much precision as we do at this day. According to these principles, which are those of all astronomers, we see that the annual precession being 50, and a fraction of about a fourth or a fifth, the consequence is that an entire degree is lost, or displaced, in 71 years, 8 or 9 months, and an entire sign in 2152 or 2153 years, *TRANSL. Of Volney on ANC, History, Volume, II, p. 453. Again Volney says, it is, moreover, worthy of remark, that the Egyptians never admitted or recognized, in their chronology, the deluge of the Chaldeans, in the sense in which we understand it, and this, no doubt, because among the Chaldeans themselves it was only an allegorical manner of representing the presence of Aquarius in the winter solstitial point, which presence really took place at the epoch when the vernal equinoctial point was in Taurus. This carries us back to the 31st, 3100, or 32nd century before our era, that is, precisely to the dates laid down by the Indians and Jews. Asterisk asterisk Ibid. P. 455. Page 184 from the Epochs and Cycles explained by Mons. Cassini. We may readily infer the mode which was adopted by Eusebius and the Christian fathers in settling the times of the festivals and of the births, and see, of John and Jesus. It is almost certain that they were indebted to the Samanokodamites or Samanines, noticed by Clemens Alexandrinus, as shown above. All this dovetails perfectly into the astronomical theories of Mons, Dupuis, into what the learned Spaniard, Alfonso the Great, said, question mark that the adventures of Jesus are all depicted in the constellation, into what Jacob is reported to have said, that the fortunes of his family were read in the stars, and also into what Isaiah said, that the heavens were a book. This was really believed by some of the Kabbalists, who divided the stars into letters. Asterisk asterisk C. Basmont, Hist. Jews, B. The third. We must recollect that the likeness between the history of Hercules and Jesus Christ is so close that Mr. Parkhurst has been obliged to admit that Hercules was a type of what the Savior was to do and suffer. Now M. Dupuis has shown the life of Hercules in the sphere in a manner which admits not of dispute, and Hercules, as it has also been shown, is the Hericlo, the Savior 600. Page 187. I will now show that the Mosaic system is exactly the same as that of the Brahmins and the Western nations. I will unfold one part of the esoteric religion, but first I shall avail myself of the statement of several facts of the highest importance, which cannot be disputed, made by Colonel Wilford in the Asiatic Researches, asterisk asterisk volume, XP, 33, in consequence of certain prodigies which were reported to have been seen at Rome. About the year 119 before Christ, the Sacred College of Hetraria was consulted, which declared that the 8th revolution of the world was nearly at an end, and that another, either for the better or the worse, was about to take place. Asterisk asterisk Ibid. Plutarch in Psyllum, p. 456. Juvenal, who lived in the 1st century, declared that he was living in the 9th revolution. Asterisk or Siaculum. This shows that the cycle above alluded to had ended in Juvenal's time, and that a new one had begun, and this 9th revolution consisted evidently of a revolution of more than 100 or 120 years question mark of several centuries at least. Asterisk Satire Shai, v. 28. This statement of Juvenal's, which no author has yet ever pretended to understand, will now explain itself, and it completes and proves the truth of my whole system. It is of the greatest importance to my theory, as it is evidence, which cannot be disputed, of the fact on which the whole depends. Virgil lived before Christ, Juvenal after him. This is quite enough for my purpose, as we shall soon see. About 60 years before Christ, the Roman Empire had been alarmed by prodigies, and also by ancient prophecies, announcing that an emanation of the deity was going to be born about that time, and that a renovation of the world was to take place. Previous to this, in the year 63 B.C., the city had been alarmed by a prophecy of one Figulus, that a king or master of the Romans was about to be born, in consequence of which the Senate passed a decree, that no father bring up a male child born that year, but those among the senators, whose wives were pregnant, got the decree suppressed. Asterisk These prophecies were applied to Augustus, who was born 63 years before Christ according to some persons, but 56 according to several writers in the East, such as the author of the Lepteric and others. Hence it is, that Niccolò di Candì, who was in Bengal and other parts of India in the 15th century, insists that the Vikramaditya was the same as Augustus, and that his period was reckoned, from the birth of that emperor, 56 years before Christ. Now, it is evident that these 56 years before Christ bring us to the era of the Buddha of Siam, for the beginning of the new era, foretold by the Cuman Sibyl, as declared by the Mantuan or Celtic poet, the Druid of Cisalpine Gaul, in his fourth eclogue. This, in some old manuscripts seen by Pyrrhus, as entitled Interpretatio Navi Sciculi, asterisk C sup, to dit, live, C, decad, cap, XXXIX, the heiress of the heroes, or messes, of the cycle, as the Bible calls Cyrus, did not always commence on their births, either in very old or modern times. Thus Buddha's era, above mentioned, was from his death. Jesus Christ's is 4 years after his birth. Muhammad was born A.D. 608. His era begins 625. Page 188. Tacitus says, the generality had a strong persuasion that it was contained in the ancient writings of the priests, that at that very time the East should prevail, and that someone who should come out of Judea should obtain the empire of the world, which ambiguities foretold Vespasian and Titus. But the common people of the Jews, according to the usual influence of human wishes, appropriated to themselves, by their interpretation, this vast grandeur foretold by the fates, nor could be brought to change their opinion for the true, by all their adversities. Asterisk Suetonius says, there had been for a long time all over the East a constant persuasion that it was recorded in the fates, books of the fates, decrees, or foretellings, that at that time someone who should come out of Judea should obtain universal dominion. It appeared by the event that this prediction referred to the Roman emperor, but the Jews referring it to themselves, rebelled. Asterisk Hist. Cap. Shii. Page 189. Josephus says, asterisk that which chiefly excited them, the Jews, to war, was an ambiguous prophecy, which was also found in the sacred books, that at that time someone, within their country, should arise, that should obtain the empire of the whole world. For this they had received by tradition, that it was spoken of one of their nation, and many wise men were deceived with the interpretation. But, in truth, Vespasian's empire was designed in this prophecy, who was created emperor of Rome in Judea. Asterisk did below, lib. V. Cat. XXXI. Another prophecy has been noticed by Prido asterisk of 1 Julius Marathus, in these words, regem popularum anno naturum patrier, asterisk conec, p. the second, b. x, p. 493, fol, suet, in October, cat, exiv, among the Greeks, the same prophecy is found. The Oracle of Delphi was the depository, according to Plato, of an ancient and secret prophecy of the birth of a son of Apollo, who was to restore the reign of justice and virtue on earth. Asterisk this, no doubt, was the son alluded to by the Sibyl. Asterisk Plato in Apologue, SOCR, et de Repub, lib. I, A, Clark's Evidences, Chatfield on the Hindus, p. 245. Du Halde, in his History of China, informs us that the Chinese had a prophecy that a holy person was to appear in the West, and in consequence they sent to the West, which I think would be Upper India, and that they brought thence the worship of Fo, i.e., Buddha, whom they call Th, Kao, and Shikya. This is evidently the Iao of Diodorus, and the Iao of Genesis, and the Sakya the name of Buddha. Now, according to my idea, the symbol of Virgil would have no difficulty, as, from her skill in judicial astrology, she would know very well when the Neros would end. Isaiah might easily learn the same, even if he were not initiated, a thing hardly to be believed, from the symbol of Judea, asterisk perhaps called a Huldah. Nothing is so likely as that Augustus should permit his flatterers to tell the populace that his age exactly suited to the prophecy. Few persons would dare to canvass this matter too closely. It was good policy to strengthen his title to the throne, but respecting him I shall have much to say hereafter. The Hindu works, Colonel Wilford informs us, foretell the coming of Krishna, in the same manner, at the time he is said to have come. Nothing is more likely. This has been erroneously supposed to prove them spurious. Any astronomer might tell it, for it was what had been told for every new age, before it arrived, that a great personage would appear ? In fact the presiding genius, Cyrus, or Messiah, of the cycle, asterisk named by Pausanias and Aurelian, Vide Asiat, Res, Volume, X, P, 30, page 190. In addition to all these prophecies, which are in themselves sufficiently striking, There is yet another very celebrated one respecting Zaratustra, which is noticed by Mr. Faber. He maintains, and I think proves, the genuineness of this famous prophecy of Zaratustra, who declared that in the latter day a virgin should conceive and bear a son, and that a star should appear blazing at noonday. "You, my son," exclaimed the seer, "will perceive its rising before any other nation. As soon, therefore, as you shall behold the star, follow it whithersoever it shall lead you, and adore that mysterious child, offering him your gifts with profound humility. He is the Almighty Word, which created the heavens." This prophecy, Mr. Faber observes, is found among the Celts of Ireland, ascribed to a person of the name of Zaratustra, a Druid or Druid of Bacchara. The resonance of Zaratustra, whose mother was called Dagdu, one of the names of the mother of the gods. He shews by many strong and decisive proofs that this can be no monkish forgery of the Dark Ages. Volume II, p. 97. This Zaratustra is no other than the person generally called Zoroaster by our old authors. Now I learn from the learned Oriental Professor Lee, of Cambridge, that the latter orthography is a complete mistake, and that in all the old Oriental authors it is spelt Zaratustra. I think this furnishes a very strong proof of the real antiquity and genuineness of the Irish record, for if they had been merely compiled or formed from the works of the Western nations, they would have had the Western mode of spelling the word, and would not have had the Eastern mode, of which they could know nothing. It proves that they had this word direct from the East, and not through the medium of Western reporters. Amongst other arguments against its being a forgery, Professor Lee observes that the very same prophecy, in the same words, is reported by Abul Farages to have been found by him in the Oriental writings of Persia. This prophecy thus found in the East and in Ireland, and in the Virgini Peritory of Gaul, before noticed, previous to the Christian era, is of the very first importance. This prophecy is alluded to in the Gospel of the Infancy. The star above spoken of was also known to the Romans. Chalcidius, a heathen writer who lived not long after Christ, in a commentary upon the Timaeus of Plato, discoursing upon portentous appearances of this kind in the heavens, in different ages, particularly speaks of this wonderful star, which he observes presaged neither diseases nor mortality, but the descent of a god among men. Stelliquam chaldees observatum fuis testantur, que deum nuper antem muneribus venerati sunt. Nothing can be more clear than that the Romish Christians got their history of the star and magi from these Gentile superstitions. In Timaeum, Plotinus, p. 19, a pub hind, hist, of Maurice, volume, II, p. 296, page 191, the Persians, the Chinese, and the Delphians could not prophesy of Caesar, and the close resemblance of the prophecies from all parts of the world could not be the effect of accident. Page 192, M. Cassini has shown that the era of Buddha ought to be fixed to the year 543, not 544, before Christ. It is said that the Kali Yuga took place 3101 years before Christ. The era of Buddha, it has been stated, is calculated from his death. Now let us count the difference between his death and the beginning of the cycle for his life, and it will be 57. Take this from the time of the Kali Yuga has run, and it will give 3103.57 equals 3044. Take from this the time which Christ is placed too late, according to Escher, viz. 4 years, and we shall have from the beginning of the Kali Yuga 3040. Divide this by the mystical number of Martianus Capella, the monogram of Christ, THS, equals 608, and we shall have exactly the number of five yugs, or five great neuroses, between the flood, or the entrance of the sun into the Hindu Aries or the beginning of the Kali Yuga, and Christ, this and the three in the preceding 2160 years, the time the sun took to pass through Taurus, make up the eight. Page 195. With respect to the time fixed by Eusebius for the age of the world before Christ, we must recollect that it is very different from all others, because at the time when he and his master, Constantine, were settling and establishing the Christian religion, destroying by the agency of Theodoret such gospel histories as they thought wrong, and substituting such as they thought right? They may be fairly supposed to have had information on these subjects, which may very easily have been lost in later times. I think no one will believe that it was by accident that the number of the years of the sun's precession in a sign, 2160, the number of Eusebius, 5200, and the 8 cycles, agreed with the doctrines of Juvenal and Censorinus and the 8 avatars of India. Volume 1, Book 5, Chapter 3 Subject Continued ?2 Cycles. Joshua stops the sun and moon ?Jewish incarnations ?Millennium. Pritchard, Plato. Jewish and Christian authorities from Drive. Plutarch and other Western authors on the 600-year cycle The Hindus had different systems Observations on Pythagoras, and C. L.A. Lubier on the word C on page 196 Thus we have two systems of the Niros, one of 600, and the other of 608 years each. Page 197 in the Annals of China, in fact of the Chinese Buddhists, in the reign of the Emperor Yao, a very striking name, being the name of the god of the Jews, it is said, that the sun was stopped 10 days, that is, probably, 10 degrees of Isaiah, asterisk a degree answering to a year, 360 degrees and 360 days, asterisk pref, to the last volume, of universe, hist, p, shi, as might well be expected, when Joshua stopped the sun it was observed in India. Mr. Franklin says, 1575 years before Christ, after the death of Krishna, Buddha the son of Dhirga, the sun stood still to hear the pious ejaculations of Arjuna. This is the great leader of the Jews Moses, asterisk asterisk on Buddhists and Jains, p. 174. The author of the Cambridge Key says, that in the text of the Bible the sun is said to stand still in a. m. 1451, the year in which Moses died. This is the Kali year 1651, in which the sun stood still to hear the pious ejaculations of Arjuna for the death of Krishna. Asterisk the learned Jesuit Baldius observes, that every part of the life of Krishna has a near resemblance to the history of Christ, and he goes on to show that the time when the miracles are supposed to have been performed was during the Dwapar Yug, which he admits to ended 3,100 years before the Christian era. So that, as the Cantab says, if there is meaning in words the Christian missionary implies that the history of Christ was founded on that of Krishnu. Asterisk volume, II, p. 224, Ibid. After this, in p. 226, Cantab goes on to show that it is almost impossible to doubt that the history of Krishna was written long prior to the time of Christ. The same mythos is evident, in all these widely separated nations. Its full meaning, I have no doubt, will be someday discovered. Page 198 Noah began a new world, and thus also did Krishna. In looking back to the Jewish history, I find the flood ended on the day that Noah finished his 600th year, when a new world began. We have already seen that the year of the Savior Krishna was feigned to be 600 years the duration of the Niros. He was the savior of India, expressly predicted in the ancient writings of the Brahmins. The savior of the Jews and of Europe was the same. The Jewish incarnations were the same as those of the Hindus, as was indeed almost every part of their system. The first cycle began with the sun in Taurus, the creation of the system, and ended with Enoch, who did not die, but who ascended into heaven. I think this speaks for itself. Enoch is said to have lived 365 years. But it is probable that his life was only 360, the time which was necessary to intercalate to make up the difference between the three neuroses, and the precession for one sign, 1800 plus 360 equals 2160, when the system of Noah, the correct system, began. The cycles were like men, and died of old age. The Arabians called Enoch Idris, and say that Idris was the same as Elijah, who did not die. And the Arabians and the Jews also had a tradition, that Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, revived in Elijah. Asterisk thus the Jewish and Arabian traditions unite Enoch and Elijah and Phinehas, by correct renewed incarnations. And I suppose everyone who reads this will recollect, that the Jews are said to have believed Jesus to be Elijah. Jesus declares that John Baptist came in the spirit and power of Elijah. These circumstances have at least a strong tendency to prove, if they do not really prove, that the Hindu doctrine of renewed incarnation was the esoteric religion of the Jews. When Elijah went up to heaven, he left his cloak and prophetic office to Elisha, or to the Lamb of God. Sihatanjur de Mahamedia Genealogia. Mark VI. 28. Matt. XI. 10. 14. In a future page I shall show that this cloak is the pallium of the Romish Church, by the investiture with which the popes infused a portion of the Holy Ghost into their bishops. Without the investiture there was no bishop. Page 199. The Annus Magnus of the ancients was a subject of very general speculation among the Greeks and Romans, but not one of them seems to have suspected the Sacrum Nomen, Cognomen, et Omen, of Marcianus Capella. Several of them admit that by the PH question mark X this period was meant, or at least that its life was the length of the great year. From this I conclude that, as it was well known to Marcianus Capella, it must have been a secret known only to the initiated. Solanus says, it is a thing well known to all the world, that the grand year terminates at the same time as the life of the PH question mark Nix. Asterisk this is confirmed by Manilius and Pliny. Asterisk Salini Polyhistor. Cat. XXXVI. Ed. Salmus. George Sincellus says, that the PH question mark Nix which appeared in Egypt in the reign of Claudius, had been seen in the same country 654 years before. On this Larcher says, this pretended PH question mark X appeared the 7th year of the reign of Claudius, the year 800 of Rome, and the 47th year of our era. If we take from 800 the sum of 654, which is the duration of life of this bird, according to this chronographer, we shall have for the time of its preceding apparition the year 146 of the foundation of Rome, which answers to the year 608 before our era. It is surely a very extraordinary accident that make the learned Larcher's calculation exactly agree with the term of one of the great Neroses, which the bird's name means. I before stated that I suspected the first ended with the birth of Enoch, the second ended with the birth of Noah, the third ended with Noah leaving the ark, when he was 600 years old, the fourth ended about the time of Abraham, and was probably Isaac, whose name may mean joy, gladness, laughter, and who was called because he was the Savior, not because his mother laughed at God. Page 200. It was the belief that some great personage would appear in every cycle, as the Sibylline verses prove. But it was evidently impossible to make the birth of great men coincide with the birth of the cycle. But when it was desirable to found power upon the belief that a living person was the hero of the cycle, it is natural to expect that the attempt should have been made, as was the case with the verses of Virgil and others, as I shall hereafter shew. This great person is, according to Mr. Parkhurst, the type of a future savior. The fifth Jewish cycle might end when the Samaritans say the prophecy of Jacob was verified, that is, when Ozzy, expressly called the Messiah or Savior question mark Joshua or Jesus question mark brought the ark to Shiloh, the language of the prophecy of Jacob to Judah, that a lawgiver should not pass from beneath his feet till Shiloh should come, has been a subject of much dispute. Drive, Geddes and others maintain, that it is no prophecy, but Christians in general consider it to be one. The Samaritans insist that it is a prophecy, and that it was fulfilled in the son of Nun, Ozzy, called properly Jesus or the Savior, and improperly Joshua, on his bringing the ark to Shiloh, as remarked above. Sir William Drummond has shown, in a most ingenious and convincing manner, in his question mark Dipus Judaicus, how this prophecy is depicted on the sphere. The sixth incarnation I will not attempt to name. The Jews, like the Hindus, had many saviors or incarnations, or persons who at different times were thought to be inspired, or to be persons in whom a portion of divine wisdom was incarnate. This makes it difficult to fix upon the right person. Might not Samson be one of them? He was an incarnation, as we shall soon see. The next cycle must be, I think, that of Elias, HLIOJ, or Elijah, and percent, LAU, or God the Lord, according to Calimet and Cruton. But I should say, God the self-existent, that is, it means to say, an incarnation or inspiration of HLIOJ or the God, and percent, AU, the IAU of the Greeks, or the solar power, asterisk he left his prophetic power to Elisha, which Cruton and Calimet say means the Lamb of God, asterisk it is curious to observe numbers of churches in Greece dedicated to St. Elias, which have formerly been temples of the sun. Page 201 of the Hero of the Eighth Age. It is said in our version, "Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, his Messiah, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations." Asterisk here I beg it may be observed that if persons doubt the existence of Joshua or Abraham, they cannot well doubt the existence of Cyrus. This observation will be found of importance hereafter. The eighth period began about the Babylonian captivity, about 600 years before Christ. The ninth began, as the Siamese say, with Jesus Christ, making all eight cycles before Christ. Asterisk Isaiah Shiv. 1. Page 202. I shall now endeavor to demonstrate the existence of the cycle of 600 or 6,000 among the Western nations. Colonel Wilford has shown that the Buddhas and Brahmins were well known and distinguished from each other by Strabo, Philostratus, Pliny, Porphyry, and C. Asterisk the alternate destruction of the world by fire and water was taught by Plato. In his Timaeus he says, that the story of Phaon's burning the world has reference to a great dissolution of all things on earth, by fire. Gale asterisk asterisk shews the Jews, as well as Plato, maintained that the world would be destroyed at the end of 6,000 years, that then the day of judgment would come colon manifestly the Jewish and Christian millennium. Asterisk Asiat. Res. Volume. I.X. P. 298. Court Gent. Volume. I.B. The third, ch. V. Sect. The third, v. On this subject Plato says, when the time of all things is full, and the change is needful, and every kind upon the earth is exhausted, each soul having given out all its generations, and having shed upon the earth as many seeds as were appointed unto it, then doth the pilot of the universe, abandoning the rudder of the helm, return to his seat of circumspection. And the world is turned back by fate and its own innate concupiscence. At the time also the gods, who act in particular places as colleagues of the supreme demon, being aware of that which is coming to pass, dismiss from their care the several parts of the world itself being and having a great concussion within itself, makes another destruction of all living things, but in due process of time it is set free from tumult, and confusion, and concussion, and obtaineth a calm, and being set in order, returneth into its pristine course, and see, asterisk Nimrod then adds, as we farther learn from Virgil, that the next renovation of the world will be followed by the Trojan War question mark I do not think that more words are necessary in order to evince that the Iliad of Homer is the Babel of Moses, asterisk Platt, Bullet, p. 37, Pub Nimrod, volume, I, p. 511. The doctrine of the renewal of worlds has been well treated by Drive, Pritchard, asterisk he shews that the dogma was common to several of the early sects of philosophers in Greece, that traces of it are found in the remains of Orpheus, that it was a favorite doctrine of the Stoics, and was regarded as one of the peculiar tenets of that school, and that we are indebted chiefly to their writings for what we know of this ancient philosophy. But although the successive catastrophes are shown to have been most evidently held by them, yet, from the doctor's account, it is very clear that they were not generally understood. Asterisk Anal. Of Egypt. Myth. P. 178. Celipsius Difficile. Stoic. Dissert. 2. Page 204. None of the fathers have written more clearly respecting the millennium than Irenaeus, and he expressly declares that, after it, the world shall be destroyed by fire, and that the earth shall be made new after its conflagration. Asterisk here is the admission of the identical renewal of worlds held by the Oriental nations. Asterisk Flyers Sibyls. P. 244. Street. Augustine has an indistinct view of the true system. He says, that the fifth age is finished, that we are in the sixth, and that the dissolution of all things will happen in the seventh. Asterisk he evidently alluded to the thousands, not the neuroses, and that the world should be burnt and renewed. Barnabas says, in 6,000 years the Lord shall bring all things to an end. He makes the 7,000 the millennium, and the 8th the beginning of the other world. Asterisk Civ. Dei. Lib. XXII. Cat. Triple X. Auseli. Orient. Cole. Volume. II. No. The 2nd. P. 119. Flyers Sibyls. P. 245. Nothing astonishes me more than the absolute ignorance displayed in the writings of the ancients, of the true nature of their history, their religious mythology, and, in short, of everything relating to their antiquities. At the same time, it is evident that there was a secret science possessed somewhere, which must have been guarded by the most solemn oaths. Page 205. Plutarch in Sylla has stated that on a certain clear and serene day, a trumpet was heard to sound which was so loud and clear that all the world was struck with fear. On the priests of Etruria being consulted, they declared that a new age was about to commence, and a new race of people to arise. That there had been 8 races of people, different in their lives and manners. That God has allotted to each race a fixed period, which is called the Great Year. That when one period is about to end and another to begin, the heaven or the earth marks it by some great prodigy. Page 207. Among all the ancient nations of the world, the opinion was universal that the planetary bodies were the disposers of the affairs of men. Christians who believe in transubstantiation, and that their priests have an unlimited power to forgive sins, may affect to despise those who have held that opinion, down to Tycho Brahe, or even to our own times. But their contempt is not becoming, it is absurd. From this error, however, arose the opinion that the knowledge of future events might be obtained from a correct understanding of the nature of the planetary motions. This was, perhaps, an improvement on the other. It was thought that the future fortunes of every man might be known from a proper consideration of the state of the planets at the moment of his birth. As, of course, these calculations would continually deceive the calculators, it was very natural that endeavors should be made, overlooking the possibility that the system might be false from the beginning, to ascertain the cause of these failures. This was soon believed to arise from a want of correctness in the calculation of the planetary motions. A fact which would speedily be suspected and then ascertained. This produced the utmost exertion of human ingenuity to discover the exact length of the periods of the planets. That is, in other words, to perfect the science of astronomy. In the course of these proceedings, it was discovered, or believed to be discovered, that the motions of the planets were liable to certain aberrations, which it was thought would bring on ruin to the whole system. At some future day, experience would teach them that they could never be certain they had discovered all the aberrations, and thus they could never be certain that they had calculated all the periods. They would also perceive that the longer they made their cycles or periods, the nearer they came to the truth. For this reason it was, and it was a sensible reason, that they adopted the very long periods, for it was evident that, in every one of the lengthened periods, multiples of 600, the cycle of the sun and moon would be included, and with it would make a cycle. When our priests can discover, or suppose, no other reason for these lengthened periods than a wish to appear the most ancient of nations, I fear they estimate the understandings of those who discovered the Neros by the measure of their own. Page 208. I am always rejoiced when I find my theories supported by learned Christian dignitaries. I then flatter myself that they cannot be the produce of a too Priorian imagination. Bishop Horsley could not help seeing the truth that the fourth eclogue of Virgil referred to the child to whom the kings of the Magi came to offer presents. In the second volume asterisk of Sermons, he has undertaken to prove that this eclogue is founded on old tradition respecting Jesus Christ, and that he is the child of whom Virgil makes mention. I suspect the learned bishop had at least a slight knowledge of the esoteric doctrine. On this I shall say more when I treat of the Sibyls. I shall then shew that the bishop is perfectly right. Asterisk Sermon 9, page 209. An account is given by Suidas, to which reference has already been made, of the formation of the world as held by the Tuscans, or Etrurians. They suppose that God, the author of the universe, employed 12,000 years in all his creations, and distributed them into 12 houses, that in the first chiliad, or 1,000 years, he made the heaven and the earth, in the next the firmament which appears to us, calling it heaven, in the third the sea and all the waters that are on earth, in the fourth, the great lights, the sun and the moon, and also the stars, in the fifth every volatile, reptile, and four-footed animal in the air, earth, and water, in the sixth man. It seems therefore, according to them, that the first 6,000 years were passed before the formation of man, and that mankind are to continue for the other 6,000 years, the whole time of consummation being 12,000 years. For they held that the world was subject to certain revolutions, wherein it became transformed, and a new age and generation began. Of such generations there had been in all, according to them, 8, differing from one another in customs and way of life, each having a duration of a certain number of years assigned them by God, and determined by the period which they called the Great Year, if Suttas can be depended on, and I know no reason to dispute his authority. We have here, among these Italian priests, in the 6 ages of creation, evident proofs of the identity of their doctrines with those of the Hindus, the ancient Magi of Persia, and the books of Genesis. And what is more, we have, if Mons. Cuvier can be depended on, proofs that these very ancient philosophical priests all taught the true system of the universe, one of the most abstruse and recondite subjects in nature. To what is this to be attributed? Most clearly either to the learning of the primeval nation, or to revelation. Different persons will entertain different opinions on this subject. Page 210. The date of Pythagoras's birth has been much disputed by learned men. After what the reader has seen, he will not be surprised to find this great philosopher connected, as has been already noticed from the work of Lalubiader, like the Jewish worthies, Augustus Caesar, and others, with one of the Neroses. Page 211. We have every reason to believe that Pythagoras traveled far to the east to acquire knowledge. In looking through the great mass of facts and doctrines charged to him, we find much Oriental doctrine intermixed with truth and science, the same as we find at this day among the Brahmins, truth and science very much more correct than that which his successors, whose ignorance or uncertainty respecting him is admitted, knew or taught, mixed with an inconceivable mass of nonsense, of that description of nonsense, too, which his followers particularly patronized, and taught us sense and wisdom. Have we not, then, reason to make a selection, and gave Pythagoras credit only for such parts as we find of the wise character to which I have alluded, and throw out all the remainder as the nonsense of his successors? What can be more striking than the fact of his teaching that the planets moved in curved orbits, a fact for the statement of which he got laughed at by his ignorant successors, but a fact which we know to be well founded? All his doctrines, we are told by his followers, were founded on numbers, and they pretend to give us what was meant by these numbers, and choice nonsense they give us, nonsense very unworthy of the man who taught the 47th proposition of Euclid, and the true planetary system. Then are we to believe them? I reply, no, we ought to believe only such parts as are analogous to the Oriental systems, and to good sense. All the remainder must remain sub judice. Page 212. But I have little doubt that out of the shreds and patches left us by his successors, of the real value of which they were perfectly ignorant, a beautiful Oriental garment might be manufactured bearing a close analogy to the purest of what we find in the East, which, in our eyes, at this day, would be beautiful, but which, by his ancient biographers, would, like his planetary orbits, be treated with contempt. It is said that the monad, the duad, the triad, and the tetractys, were numbers held in particular respect by him. The last is called the perfection of nature. But drive, Lempriere says, every attempt, however, to unfold the nature of this last mysterious number has hitherto been unsuccessful. This seems wonderful. Surely drive, Lempriere cannot have understood the Hebrew language, or he would at once have seen that this can be nothing but the tetragrammaton of the Hebrews the sacred name percent and percent or AI the self-existent, the I am, often called the name of 4 letters, or, in other words, the tetractys. This is confirmed by what, according to Aristotle, Pythagoras said of his triad. He affirmed that the whole and all things are terminated by 3. Here are the 3 letters of the sacred word, without the emphatic article. The 3 signifying I am Jah. Of the tetractys he says, through the superior world is communicated from the tetractys to the inferior, life and the being, not accidental, but substantial, of every species. The tetractys is the divine mind communicating. This can be nothing but the tetragrammaton of the Hebrews. I confess I can entertain no doubt that his monad, his duad, his triad, and his tetractys, formed the Hindu trinity, and the sacred name of 4, including the 3. We have already seen that Buddha was born after 10 months, Sansalya, that is, he was to produce of an immaculate conception. Hercules was a 10 months child, as were also Melanger, Peleus, Nilius, and Typhon. Asterisk the child foretold in the fourth eclogue of Virgil was also a 10 months child. Augustus also was the produce, after a 10 months pregnancy, of a mysterious connection of his mother with a serpent in the temple of Apollo. Then 10 months pregnancy of all the persons named above, had probably an astrological allusion to the 10 ages. The name of Augustus, given to Octavius, was allusive to his sacred character of presiding demon of the Munda. Cycle. Solomon, according to the Bible, was also a 10 months child. Asterisk Nimrod, Ib. Ibid. P. 458 page 213. Several of the Hindu incarnations, particularly that of Salivahanan of Gautama, of whom I shall treat by and by, are said like Scipio, Augustus, Alexander, Mansi, to have been born after a 10 months' pregnancy of their mothers, and also to have been produced by a serpent entwining itself round the body of the mother. The coincidence is too striking to be the effect of accident. Asterisk Trans. Asiat. Volume. I. P. 431. The mother of Cyrus, or the incarnation of the solar power, had, as we might expect, a very mythological name. She was called Mandanu. Asterisk in the Oriental language this would have the same meaning as IATF:H. Correctly a cycle. In the same spirit the mother of Constantine was called Helen, her father Coelus. It has often been construed to mean world, when it meant cycle. It was, I think, one of the words used by the mystics to conceal their doctrine, and to delude the populace. Asterisk this I take to be a word formed of Munda and Anna. Page 214. Mr. Maurice has labored hard to prove that the Babylonians were the inventors of the Neros. This he does because he fancies it supports the Mosaic system. I shall now shew that it cannot have been invented either by them or by the Egyptians. And I suppose no one will suspect the Greeks of being the inventors of it. And this will compel us to go for it to the ancestors and country of Abraham, if we can only find out who and where they were. This I do not despair of doing in due time. Volume 1, Book 5, Chapter 4 Cross. The meaning of IT Justin and Tertullian on the cross Monograms of Christ and Osiris Cross of Ezekiel and others Other monograms of Christ Chrismans Sancti Ambrogii Sacred numbers in the temples of Britain. Mithra Josephus and Valency on mystic numbers Indian circles Lama of Tibet Indric crucified Jesuits account of Tibet page 216. I will now show how the cycle of 600, or the Neros, was concealed in another system and by another kind of mysticism. I scarcely need remind my reader that the cross has been an emblem used by all Christians, from the earliest age. In my Celtic Truths he may see many proofs that it was used by the most ancient of the Gentiles, the Egyptians and the Druids. The meaning of it, as an emblem, has been a matter much disputed. It has generally been thought to be emblematic of eternal life. It has also been considered, from a fancied similarity to the membrum virile, to be emblematic of the procreative powers of nature. The general opinion, I think, seems to have settled upon a union of the two that it meant eternally renovating life, and this seems to agree very well with the nature of the cycle with the Neros, which eternally renovated itself, and of which it was probably an emblem. But in my opinion, it is much more probable that it became the emblem of generation and regeneration, from being the emblem of the cycle, than from any fancied resemblance alluded to above, and that it was the emblem, from being the figure representing the number of the cycle. Page 217. Mr. Payne Knight says, the male organs of generation are sometimes represented by signs of the same sort, which might properly be called symbols of symbols. One of the most remarkable of these is the cross in the form of the letter D, which thus served as the emblem of creation and generation. Asterisk on Priapus. P. 48. Among the alchemists the T with a circle and crescent is the numerical sign of Mercury. The sign of Venus is a crux and sada, that is, a cross in a circle. Mr. Maurice describes a statue in Egypt as bearing a kind of cross in its hand, that is to say, a phallus, which, among the Egyptians, was the symbol of fertility. Asterisk fertility, that is in other words, the productive, generative power. On the Egyptian monuments, in the museum, may be seen the mystic cross in great numbers of places, and upon the breast of the one of the mummies in the Museum of the London University, is a cross exactly in this shape, a cross upon a Calvary, asterisk ant, volume, III, p. 113, page 218. He Justin, presently afterward tells us that Plato said, the next power to the supreme God was decussated or figured in the shape of a cross on the universe. These opinions of Plato were taken from the doctrine of Pythagoras relating to numbers, which were extremely mystical, and are certainly not understood. Here we have the Son of Good typified by the X, hundreds of years before Christ was born, but this is in keeping with the Platonic Trinity. The cross was a sacred emblem with the Egyptians. The ibis was represented with human hands and feet holding the staff of Isis in one hand, and a globe and cross in the other. It is on most of the Egyptian obelisks, and was used as an amulet. Saturn's astrological character was a cross in a ram's horn. Jupiter also bore a cross, with a horn. The two principal pagodas of India, viz., at Benares and Mathura, are built in the form of crosses. Asterisk the cross was also a symbol of the British Druids. Mr. Maurice says, we know that the Druid system of religion, long before the time of Cambyses, had taken deep root in the British Isles. The cross among the Egyptians was an hieroglyphic, importing the life that is to come. Asterisk more. Indiana, Ant, Volume, IIP, 359. See Maurice, Ant, Cornwall, p. 108. More. Indiana, Ant, Volume, VI, p. 68. Indiana, Ant, Volume, VI, p. 104. Celtic Druids, by the author, Ruffinus, Volume, IIP, 29. Sozomen says the same, Hist, Ecclesiastes, Volume, VII, p. 15, page 219. Nothing in my opinion can more clearly shew the identity of the two systems of the Christian priests, and of the ancient worshippers of the sun, than the fact, unquestionably proved, that the sign or monogram used by both was identically the same. It is absolutely impossible that this can be the effect of accident. The following are monograms of Christ, XXX, but it is unquestionable that they are also monograms of Jupiter Ammon. The same character is found upon one of the medals of Decius, the great persecutor of the Christians, with this word upon it, B-O-X-X-X-A-T-O. This cipher is also found on the staff of Isis in Nevosris. There is also existing a medal of Ptolemy, king of Cyrene, having an eagle carrying a thunderbolt, with the monogram of Christ, to signify the oracle of Jupiter Ammon, which was in the neighborhood of Cyrene, and in the kingdom of Ptolemy. Asterisk asterisk Baz. B. The third. C-H. X-V-I-I-I. S. The third. Drive. Clark has given a drawing of a medal, found in the ruins of Sicium, in Cyprus, which he shews as PH question mark Nation, and, therefore, of very great antiquity. This medal proves that the Lamb, the Holy Cross, and the Rosary, were in use in a very remote period, and that they all went together, long before the time of Jesus of Nazareth. Page 220. On the subject of the cross, Mr. Maurice says, let not the piety of the Catholic Christian be offended at the preceding assertion, that the cross was one of the most usual symbols among the hieroglyphics of Egypt and India. Equally honored in the Gentile and the Christian world, this emblem of universal nature, of that world to whose four quarters its diverging radii pointed, decorated the hands of most of the sculptured images in the former country, and in the latter stamped its form upon the majestic of the shrines of their deities. Asterisk asterisk Maurice Indiana, Ant, Volume, I, p. 359. Mr. Maurice observes, that in Egypt, as well as India, the letter D, or in other words, the cross, or the crux Hermes, was very common, in which form many of the temples of India are built, and those in particular dedicated to Krishna, as for example, those at Matriya or Matra, and at Benares. Dankarville and the generality of mythologists explain this symbol to refer to the deity in his creative capacity, in both Egypt and India. Mr. Bruce frequently met with it in his travels in the Higher Egypt and Abyssinia, and it was also very often noticed by Drive. Clark. It was commonly called the Crux Ansata, In this form XXX and was what was referred to in Ezekiel, asterisk in the Vulgate, and the ancient Septuagint, according to Loth, rendered, I will mark them in the forehead with the T or Tau. It is also referred to by Tertullian, when he says that the devil signed his soldiers in the forehead in imitation of the Christians. It is certainly very remarkable that God should select this Mithraic symbol for the mark to distinguish the elect from those that were to be slain by the sword of the destroyers. This may furnish another reason why Christians should moderate their anger against those who used this symbol of the creative power of God. The Latin Vulgate does in fact read, You shall mark their forehead with the letter Tau. In the Masoretic Hebrew it is Tau, which confirms the Vulgate and shows what it was considered to be by the Masoretes of the Middle Ages. The cross was much venerated by the Kabbalists of the early Christians who endeavored to blend the arcana of Plato and the numerical doctrines of Pythagoras with the mysteries of Christianity. I have no doubt that it is either the origin of the words Thot and Thoth, names of the Egyptian gods, or that these words are the originals from which it came, and perhaps of the Thor of the Celts, who went into hell and bruised the head of the great snake. The monogram of the Scandinavian Mercury was represented by a cross. The monogram of the Egyptian Thot is formed by three crosses thus, XXX united at the feet, and forms, to this day, the jewel of the royal arch among the Freemasons. It is the figure XXX and is X equals 600 H equals 8 equals 608, asterisk CH, X, vert, 4, Maurice Indiana, Ant, volume, I, p. 67, Ezekiel CH, X, vert, 4. The Sumerians had, in very early times, the Tau of their alphabet in the form of the Greek Tau, as is clearly proved by their ancient shekels, on which it is so inscribed. Street, German origin, both assert that it was so in Sumerian copies of the Pentateuch in their day. Page 221 on the decad were the number X. The Pythagoreans say that 10 is a perfect number, even the most perfect of all numbers, comprehending in it all difference of numbers, all reasons, species, and proportions. Dot asterisk asterisk moderatus of causa pud Stanley, hist, pyth, p, I, x, ch, v, the hexet or number 6 is considered by the Pythagoreans a perfect and sacred number, among many other reasons, because it divides the universe into equal parts. Asterisk it is called Venus or the Mother. It is also perfect, because it is the only number under X, 10, which is whole and equal in its parts. In Hebrew, Thou is 6, is Thou Mother Eva or Eve, and percenta. The rabbins say that when Aaron was made high priest he was marked on the forehead by Moses with a figure like the Greek C, asterisk this is the Sumichin. This letter X in the Greek language meant 600, the number of the Neros. We everywhere meet with X meaning 600. And CH and THS meaning 608. The monograms of Bacchus according to Marianus Capella, in the churches and monuments in Italy dedicated to Jesus Christ. And in this is found a striking proof of what I said before, in the beginning of this book, respecting the two neuroses, for the use of the X for 600, and the CH and THS for 608, indiscriminately as monograms of Christ, connect them together, and prove that the two neuroses, the one of 600 and the other of 608, had the same origin. This must not be lost sight of, for it is a grand link which connects Christianity with the ancient Oriental mythoses, in a manner which cannot be disputed, and most unquestionably proves the truth of the doctrine of Ammonius Saccas, that the two religions are in principle identical. I do not know what persons may believe on this subject, but I do know that this is evidence, and conclusive evidence. Thus the letter X stood for the 600 of the Hebrews, for Ezekiel's sacred mark of salvation, and for the astronomical or astrological cycle. Page 222. Jamblichus thinks the crux ansata was the name of the divine being. Sometimes it is represented by a cross fastened to a circle as above, in other instances, with the letter T only, fixed in this manner to a circle. Asterisk asterisk Clark's Travels, volume, IIIP. 107, and when accompanied by the circle, it is the Linga and Ioni of India united. The deity presided in the kingdom of Artha, Oma, the cycle Om. Here we have the cycle of 600, the Om of Isaiah, the cross of Christ, and the Oma of Egypt all united. Page 224. I shall now exhibit, In an extract from By Celtic Druids, another example of the mystical number 600 and 608, where few persons would expect to find it, viz., in the ancient druidical temples of Britain, the most extraordinary peculiarity which the druidical circles possess, is that of their agreement in the number of the stones of which they consist with the ancient astronomical cycles. The outer circle of Stonehenge consists of 60 stones, the base of the most famous of all the cycles of antiquity. At Abbury we find all the outward circles, and the avenues make up exactly the 600, the narrows, which Josephus says was known before the flood. I also think that the whole number of stones which Stonehenge consisted of was 144, thus making the sum total of stones exactly to the Oriental cycle of Vaur of 144 years. Page 226. I confess I cannot help considering the discovery of these cycles in the old temples as confirmatory in an extraordinary manner of my system. My theory respecting the Druids being Oriental Duists is confirmed by the Oriental Neuroses of Siam, and my theory of the origin of the Oriental doctrines is confirmed by the temples of the West. Circumstances of this kind surpass all written testimony. There can be no forged interpolations here. The number 650, sacred to the sun, and found in the temple at Abbury is so remarkable a manner, again confirms my theory. He must have a Pyrrhian imagination indeed who can attribute all these coincidences to accident. Page 229. This shews that the earliest year in Greece was 360 days only. Thus we find the same ignorance in Greece, and in the book of the Deluge of Moses, and in the Apocalypse, as well as in Egypt, but in the Indians, we find the metonic cycle and the narrows, which evince a more correct knowledge of the length of the year. And it was shown by the builders of the metonic cycles of pillars in Britain. In my Celtic Druids I have given an example of two Cromlechs in India, plates 39 and 40. I have since found that stone circles, similar to Stonehenge, Abbury, Mansee, are very common in the northern parts of India. The natives can give no account of them. Page 230. For the origin of the cross we must go to the Buddhists and to the Lama of Tibet, who takes his name from the cross, called in his language Lam, which is with his followers an object or profound veneration. The cross of the Buddhists is represented with leaves and flowers springing from it, and placed upon a Mount Calvary, as among the Roman Catholics. They represent it in various ways, but the shaft with the crossbar and the Calvary remain the same. The celebrated Mont Georgius, in his Tibetanum Alphavitam, p. 203, has given plates of the god Indra nailed to a cross, with five wounds. These crosses are to be seen in Nepal, especially at the corners of roads and on eminences. Indra is said to have been crucified by the keepers of the Hindu Garden of Paradise for having wrought it. Page 231. General Valency says, the Tartars call the cross Lama from the Scythian Lam, a hand, synonymous to the Jod of the Chaldeans, and thus it became the name of a cross, and of the high priest with the Tartars, and, with the Irish, Lum asterisk signifies the head of the church, an abbot, and see, from this X all nations begin a new reckoning, because it is the number of fingers of both hands, which were the original instruments of numbering, hence dollar asterisk, side, Ionti in Hebrew is the hand and the number 10, as is Lamb with the Tartars, asterisk this Lum is evidently a corruption of Lamh or Lamb. The high priest was an incarnation of the Lamb of the Zodiac, Celtic Druids, at p. 312, from the abuse of the original incarnation or divine inspiration, for if they were not identical they were very nearly allied, arose the Lama of Tibet, now become a mere tool of the monks, by means of which their order keeps possession of the sovereign sway. If the circumstances of the Lama and the Pope be carefully examined, the similarity will be found to be very striking. In each case the monks and their Pope have the temporal power in the surrounding territory, and in each case extensive foreign states admit their spiritual authority, and when in former times the priests gave the Pope of Italy the epithet of Deus, and elevated him as they yet do, on the altar of St. Peter's, and bending the knee to him, offered him, to use their own words, adoration question mark, they in fact very nearly arrived at Tibetan perfection. In each case the head of the empire is called Papa and Holy Father, and in each case the empire is called that of the Lama. The Lamh, or the cross question mark for Lamh means cross, Buddhism, Colonel Franklin asterisk says, is known widely in Asia under the appellation of shamanism, the visible head of which religion, the Dalai Lama, resides in a magnificent palace called Putala, or the Holy Mountain, near Lhasa, the capital of the extensive region of Tibet. He is believed to be animated by divine spirit, and death is nothing more, it is pretended, than the transmigration of the spirit into another body, like that of the bull god Apis in Egypt. Here is the principle which will unravel all the mysteries of antiquity. Page 232. The close coincidence between the religion of Tibet and that of the Christians can hardly be disputed, as the knowledge of it comes to us from several persons who do not appear to have any interest in trying to deceive. Father Grevelin observes also with astonishment that the lamas have the use of holy water, singing in the church service, prayers for the dead, mitres worn by the bishops, and that the Dalai Lama holds the same rank among his lamas that the Pope does in the Church of Rome. And Father Gruber goes farther. He says that their religion agrees, in every essential point, with the Roman religion, without ever having had any connection with Europeans. For, says he, they celebrate a sacrifice with bread and wine. They give extreme unction. They bless marriages, pray for the sick, make processions, honor the relics of their saints, or rather their idols. They have monasteries and convents of young women. They sing in their temples like Christian monks. They observe several fasts in the course of the year, and mortify their bodies, particularly with the discipline, or whips. They consecrate their bishops, and send missionaries, who live in extreme poverty, traveling barefoot even to China. Father Gruber says he has seen all this, and Horace de Lapona says that the religion of Tibet is like an image of that of Rome. They believe in one God, a Trinity, but filled with errors, a paradise, hell, purgatory, but mingled with fables, have confessors appointed by the Grand Lama, and, besides holy water, the cross, chaplets, and other practices of Christians. Asterisk the above is confirmed by Gruber and Orville, the missionaries, in the account of their voyage to China. Asterisk remains of Japhet, 40, p. 201. The accounts of the Jesuits are, in some instances, confirmed by the journal of a most respectable gentleman, sent by Mr. Hastings to Tibet. Asterisk Mr. Turner says that the mysterious word Amorom is equally sacred with the Buddhists of Tibet, as with the Brahmins of Bengal, under the form of Umani Pami Um, the temple at Jagannath, and most of the other places in India held sacred by the Brahmins, are equally held sacred by the Buddhists of Tibet. Asterisk Turner's travels in Tibet. They have the custom of forming cairns by piling heaps of stones over dead bodies, like those of the Western world, pp. 221, 222. Every traveler passing by adds a stone to the heap. Page 233. I must now beg my reader to pause a little, and to reflect upon the accounts which he has read in this book respecting the prophecies of Krishna, of Isaiah, of the Sibyls, as reported by Figulus and other Romans, of the prophecy of Zoroaster, and of the Druid of Ireland, and I would then ask him what he thinks of it. Can he for a moment doubt that all this relates to the renewal of the cycles, and to a succession of incarnations? The mysterious child, alluded to in the beginning of this book, was a new incarnation of divine wisdom, the BDOJM at first emanation, the Logos, the solar fire, the sacred, mysterious, never to be spoken Om, the Trimurti, united in the person of Buddha or Krishna, born to be king of the people of Sin, of the country of Judea, of the tribe of Judah, whose language was that of the Bali of Siam and Persia ? The people called Pali, or Palestini or Philistines ? The black nation of Sir William Jones, and whose name was, with Greeks, C600, and CHNTHS 608, and Jupiter, Ahupati, the savior represented in Street Peter S. by the stone image to which I have before alluded, having inscribed on it the words, G. Eon 0D, Volume 1, Book 5, Chapter 5 ? Sir William Jones on menu. Page 234. In the Hindu mythology we meet with a very important personage, called Menu. He is allowed to be identical with Buddha, and the Sun, and to be surnamed Son of the Self-Existent, or, in other words, Son of God. The word Menu signifies mind or understanding, and is closely connected with the idea of wisdom. It is, in short, but another epithet for Buddha. Menu, meaning mind, or soul, or spirit, and reincarnation was a menu, or a manifestation of the divine mind. Menu was maintained by Sir W. Jones to be the NH, or, as we call him, the Noah of Genesis. This is strongly supported by the fact that it is said in Genesis VI, 13, in the 601st year of Noah's life, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from the earth. Here is evidently the cycle of the Neros, ending with the drying of the waters, and beginning anew. Here are the ending of 1 year or life of Menu or Buddha, and the beginning of a new one. The intimate connection between Minerva and Buddha, as wisdom and mind, I need not point out. On this word or person Mr. Faber says, the import of the Greek words and of the Sanskrit Menu is precisely the same. Each denotes mind or intelligence, and to the latter of them the Latin mens is evidently very nearly allied, or, to speak more properly, mens and menu, perhaps also our English mind, are fundamentally one and the same word. Asterisk asterisk Faber, Arig, Peg, Title, Volume, IP, 40, page 235. Mr. Faber correctly observes that the menu of the Hindus is the Mahabad or Great Bud of the Buddhists. He has the same history. What applies to the one, with very little variation, applies to the other. Asterisk, asterisk Fab, p. 123. Mr. Faber has very successfully proved that Buddha and Zoroaster, asterisk or the star of the bow, and he explains the word, are the same person, the same as the menu of the Chuzas of Iran. Asterisk ch. The third. In short, I believe the word menu had the same meaning, originally, as Rasit, wisdom, that it was the same as the Mount Meru, and that Meru and menu were dialectic variations. Page 236. We have already seen that Noah and menu were the same. Thus we find that in the western as well as in the eastern part of Asia, there was a menu, and each was saved in an ark from a flood. Volume 1, Book 5. Chapter 6. Hercules and Samson. The same question mark. Etymology of Samson. Mutra. Hercules. AT question mark. Drummond on Hercules question mark. The foxes. WILFRD on Hercules at Mutra question mark. Meaning of the word Hercules question mark. Hercules black. Krishna in Egypt. Page 236. I shall now proceed to exhibit some other circumstances to prove that the god of Western and Eastern Asia was the same. In the particulars of the god Hercules, some striking marks of the identity of the two will be found. In his adventures also a number of facts may be perceived, which identify him with the Samson of the Jews and the Krishna of India. Samson answers correctly to the Hindu incarnation Shama, or Shamajaya, which is one of the thousand names of Vishnu, which the Hindus repeat in their litanies, as is done by the Ramish Christians. Balaswara was the son of this Shama, and the Semi. Rames of Asher, of Scripture, asterisk several of the early Christian fathers, and along with them Sincellus, acknowledge the identity of Samson and Hercules, who, they say, was copied by the Gentiles from the Bible. The whole story of Samson, the Philistines, the lion, Thamat or Thamnos, percent 1, TMNTE, is a mythos. It is explained by Dupuis, Sir Tusless Cults, in his dissertation on the labors of Hercules. Asterisk C. Wilford, Asiat, Res. Volume, V. P. 293. Page 237. The situation of the foot of the celestial Hercules on the serpent's head pretty well identifies him with the Krishna of Genesis in India. Parkhurst admits that the labors of Hercules are nothing but the passage of the sun through the signs of the zodiac, and the circumstances relating to him he adopts as emblematic memorials of what the real Savior was to do and to suffer. Question mark. The name of Hercules being, according to him, a title of the future Savior, he could not foresee that the origin of Hercules was to be found, viz., at Maitreya or Mutra, in India. Whatever may be the origin of the name, we know that Samson was of the tribe of Dan, or of that which, in the astrological system of the Rabbins, was placed under Scorpio, or under the sign with which the celestial Hercules rises. He became amorous of a daughter of Themis. Percent 1. TMNTE. Asterisk. In going to seek her, he encountered a furious lion which, like Hercules, he destroyed. Sincellus says of him, In this time lived Samson, who was called Hercules by the Greeks. Some persons maintain, nevertheless, adds he, that Hercules lived before Samson, but traits of resemblance exist between them, which cannot be denied. Asterisk Judges Shiv. 1. Dupuis, Certus Les Cults, Volume I, pp. 311, 539. It is not surprising that Mr. Parkhurst should be obliged to acknowledge the close connection between Hercules and Jesus? As the fact of Hercules, in the ancient sphere, treading on the head of the serpent leaves no room for doubt on this subject, and also identifies him with Krishna of India, who is seldom seen without the head of the cobra beneath his foot, and these two facts at once locate Krishna before the Christian era. Page 238. After the equinox began in Taurus, they were all incarnations of Buddha until the sun entered Aries, and after his entrance into Aries, of Krishna, and both were incarnations of Vishnu, or of the Trimurti. Page 239. The story of Samson and Delilah may remind us of Hercules and Imphale. Volney says, Hercules is the emblem of the sun. The name of Samson signifies the sun. Hercules was represented naked, carrying on his shoulders two columns called the Gates of Cadiz. Samson is said to have borne off and carried on his shoulders the Gates of Gaza. Hercules is made prisoner by the Egyptians, who want to sacrifice him, but while they are preparing to slay him, he breaks loose and kills them all. Samson, tied with new ropes by the armed men of Judah, is given up to the Philistines, who want to kill him. He unties the ropes and kills 1,000 Philistines with the jaw one of an ass. Hercules, the sun, departing for the Indies, or rather Ethiopia, and conducting his army through the deserts of Libya, feels a burning thirst, and conjures Ihau, his father, to succor him in his danger. Instantly the celestial ram appears. Hercules follows him, and arrives at a place where the ram scrapes with his foot, and there comes forth a spring of water, that of the Hyazoridon. Asterisk Samson, after having killed 1,000 Philistines with the jaw one of an ass, feels a violent thirst. He beseeches the god Ihau to take pity on him. God makes a spring of water to issue from the jaw one of an ass. M. Volney then goes on to show that the story of the foxes is copied from the pagan mythology, and was the subject of a festival in Latium. The labors of Hercules are all astronomically explained by Mons Dupuis in a manner which admits of no dispute. They are the history of the annual passage of the sun through the signs of the zodiac, as may be seen on the globe, it being corrected to the proper era and latitude. Asterisk written, River of Adonis, Volney, Res. Volume, I. P. 35. Page 241. As Hercules was called Hercules, so Mercury was called Mercoles, or Mercolus. Colonel Wilford speaks of a god called Haraja or Haracula. Asterisk here Harry the Savior and the god I are identified with Hercules or Krishna. Asterisk Ajit. Res. Volume. VI. P. 514. In an ancient inscription at Delphi Drive, Clark found the word Hercaeat. Ib. P. 196. At the foot of Olympus was a town called Heraclea. Ib. 301. The word Hari in Sanskrit means shepherd as well as savior. Krishna is called Hari, and Jesus is always called shepherd. He is the leader of the followers of the Lamb. He is the good shepherd, as was also Krishna. Page 242. In addition to all the other circumstances of identity between Krishna and Hercules, is the fact that they were both black. Volume 1. Book 5, Chapter 7. Mr. Bentley Playfair's recantation Vetus forgeries. Colebrook on the forgeries observations on a passage in the Celtic Druids Mr. Bentley's recantation to Drive. Marsham. Page 244. The Vetus of the Brahmins have hitherto been attended with several difficulties. According to the received Brahmin tradition, they were originally, after being revealed by Brahma, transmitted by oral tradition to the time of Vyasa, who collected them and arranged them into books. And this Vyasa, which word it is said means compiler, has been thought to be merely an epoch in the history of the literature of India. Asterisk the number of the Vedas is also a matter of dispute, some making them in number only 3, some 4, and some add to them the collection of books called the Puranas, of which they make a 5th Veda. The Puranas are 18 in number. They are also the work of Vyasa, Each has a particular name. Asterisk Cruiser. Liv. IP. 671. Page 245. And wishing to condemn the whole of the Hindu writings, because there are, as he says, corruptions in them, Mr. Bentley does not perceive the blow which he is striking at the gospel histories, which contain 30,000 various readings, half of which must be corruptions. I admit that many corruptions and interpolations have taken place, but I maintain that if these are sufficient to condemn the Vedas, the gospels also must be condemned, for they contain various readings or corruptions, some of them vital consequence to the religion. But it is not just to infer of either, that they are not genuine, because the priests have corrupted them. Mr. Colebrook allows, that the formulas attached to the Vedas for adjusting the periods for celebrating the religious festivals, were evidently formed in the infancy of astronomical knowledge, hence he infers that they were written about 200 years after the Pentateuch. But the fair inference is, that as the Vedas, and the caves, and the astronomical observations, and the formulae, are all closely interwoven with the history of Krishna? Question mark. That history is of the same early date, and the formulae at least equally ancient. However, as Drive, Pritchard allows that the formulae are much older than Christ, it is evident that they cannot have been written to serve any purpose in any way connected with Christianity. But the stories related to Krishna are most clearly no interpolation. They are intimately blended with, they are, in fact, the groundwork of the whole system. The system of the Brahmins cannot exist without them. Besides, what is to be said of the sculptures in the caves? Are they interpolations too? What of the tremendous figure destroying the infant boys? What of the cross-shaped temple in the city of Mathura, allowed by Mr. Maurice to have been once the capital of a great empire? Asterisk. This is most certainly proved by Arian to have been in existence in the time of Alexander. Was this built to support the apocryphal gospel history? The April festival, in Britain and India, was it founded for the same purpose, or the statue of Hercules and Samson still remaining at Ramadeva? Mr. Maurice acknowledges that the evangelists must have copied from the Puranas, or the Brahmins from the evangelists. Asterisk more. Brahm. Fraud. Ibid. P. 81. Page 246. The forgeries of the early Christians are so numerous as to be almost incredible. But they bear no proportion to what, if we are to believe Mr. Bentley, has been taking place in India in modern times. Buddha is allowed by Mr. Bentley to have been long previous to Krishna, and he is evidently the same as Krishna, which can only arise from his being the sun in an earlier period. This identity with Mercury and Wodan, the Budvardai, the Maya mother of Mercury and Buddha, the Maitreya in India and Egypt, the two elephantus with their Krishnas, and the destroying tyrant of the gospel history in that of the Eastern, the Samanians of Clemens Alexandrinus, and many other circumstances, unite to prove that something must be wrong in the principle of Mr. Bentley's very learned and abstruse calculations. As I have said before, the fact of Krishna being found in Egypt by the sea points of itself decides the question. Page 248. When it is considered that the Vyasa, of whom so much has been said, is an imaginary character, that the word means merely a compiler, and that when we say Vyasa compiled the Vedas, we ought to say, the compiler compiled them at such a time, and that it is admitted that they were compiled from oral traditions? Question mark. It does seem to me probable that the Brahmins had any fraudulent or dishonest intention in correcting the astronomical parts of them. They contained astronomical facts, in which, in their old books, they discovered errors, and they corrected them. The astronomical tables had no connection with religion, nor was it possible the Brahmins could foresee that these tables could ever, in London or anywhere else, at a future day, have any connection with it. After the mythos was established about the year B.C. 3101 on the cycle of the Neros, it stood still, but the astronomy constantly advanced. The same thing takes place with our astronomical tables, tables of logarithms, and C. In every new edition errors are corrected. Mr. Colebrook asterisk. After a very careful examination of the credit due to the genuineness of the Vedas, inclines to think the worship of Krishna may have been introduced at or after the time that the persecution took place of the Duists and Jains. This, I think, is the truth, and as far as the fact goes agrees perfectly with my theory, that Krishna is only the Indian Hercules. The Sun in Aries. Asterisk Ajit. Res. Volume. VIII. 8 VO. PP. 377. 480. 497. Vide P. 495. Ed. Lund. 1808. Page 250. Mr. Bentley has observed that Hermes was the son of Osiris and Maia, and that Mercury was the son of Jupiter and Maia, that Buddha was also the son of Maia, and was the same as Mercury, and that his name meant wise or wisdom. Asterisk He allows asterisk that the image of Siva is generally accompanied with a bull to indicate the commencement of the year from the sign Taurus, or 1st of May. He says that Sura in Sanskrit means light, and Asura means darkness. This is evidently the Surya, and 9. Sr. Osiris. Mr. Bentley also shows that the Hindu mansions of the moon were originally 28, not 27 in number. Coming from Mr. Bentley, my opponent, these are all important admissions question mark strongly supporting my system. Asterisk pp. 55, 56, 60, p. 58, p. 5. In a letter from him, Mr. Bentley, published by the Reverend J. Marsham, D.D., in his Elements of the Chinese Grammar, is the following passage, July 14, 1813, Krishna was contemporary with Yudhishthira, see the Gita, and the epoch of Yudhishthira's birth was the year 2536 of the Kali Yuga of the present astronomers, or about 575 years before the Christian era. The fact of Krishna's living more than 500 years before Christ at once disposes of all the nonsense, both oral and written, about the history of Krishna being copied from that of Christ. Mr. Bentley's admission opens the door to my theory that renewed incarnations of the same persons were believed to have taken place, and indeed nearly prove the truth of it respecting them, for we have here one Krishna about 600 years before Christ, and another Krishna about 600 years after him. Here we have three persons of the same name in the world, at three very peculiar epochs question mark Krishna about 600 B.C. Christ himself at the end of this 600, and Krishna 600 years afterward. Volume 1, Book 5, Chapter 8 Maitreya question mark objections question mark Mr. Seeley's observations on the serpent question mark atonement. Original sin question mark Black Nation of Buddhists in Asia page 252 When the identity of the doctrines of Genesis with the story of Krishna is considered, the circumstances of the Egyptian city of Heliopolis in Maitreya, the city of the sun, as I have formerly shown, are very striking. It was the capital of Goshen. Goshen means house of the sun, where the Israelites settled under Jacob. It was here the priest Potiphar lived and officiated, to whose daughter Joseph was married. It was here, where a Jewish temple was built by Ananias, who was at the head of a sect of schismatical or heretical Jews, whose doctrine we cannot know, or on what grounds they maintained that this was the proper place for the temple of Jehovah, but we do know that they were hated by the Orthodox, as almost always happened to heretics. Page 253 In the various accounts which different authors have given us respecting Buddha, I perceive but one plausible objection to the theory which I have proposed of his being the sun in Taurus, as all allow that he was the sun, and that is, the difficulty of accounting for the Krishna of the Brahmins having come to Egypt. That a colony did pass from India to Egypt no one can doubt, and that, too, after the rise of the name and mythos of Krishna. Now, it is equally certain that the mythos did come to Italy, the fact of the black god Krishna being found in Italy, Germany, Switzerland, and France, is of itself, independent of all other circumstances, sufficient to decide the question, how came the French and Italians to dye their own god Krishna black, before they sent icons of him to India, how came his mother to be black, question mark the black Venus, or Isis the mother, the virgin mother of divine love, of Aur or Horus, the Lux of Street, John, the Regina C question mark Li, treading, in the sphere, on the head of the serpent question mark alt marks of the Jesus of Bethlehem question mark of the temple of the sun, or of Ceres, but not of Jesus of Nazareth. The following observation of Mr. Seeley is alone quite sufficient to determine the question as to which of the two countries, Egypt or India, colonized the other. Mr. Seeley says, the cobra capella, or hooded snake, being unknown in Africa, except as hieroglyphic, it may be concluded, as also from other arguments, that the Egyptians were the depositaries, not the inventors, of their mythological attainments. Asterisk. If it be true that there are no sheikhs of this kind in Africa, though they are very commonly found among the hieroglyphics, I can scarcely conceive a more decisive proof that the Egyptian mythology came from India. From the union of these considerations and indisputable facts, I conclude that, in very early times, soon after the sun entered Aries, the Brahmins did not, as at this day, object to travel from their own country. And I think we may find a probable reason for their present dissocial system being adopted. Asterisk on the caves of Ellora. P. 216. Page 254. As we find that most of the other absurd doctrines with which fanatics and priests have loaded the religion of Jesus have come from India, so we also find that, from the same source, has come original sin. Mr. Maurice says, it is the invariable belief of the Brahmins that man is a fallen creature. Upon this very belief is built the doctrine of the migration of the souls through various animal bodies, and revolving bobbins or planetary spheres. Hence arose all the austerities of the yogis, fakirs, and other fanatics, which were carried to an excess that is scarcely credible. The Reverend Drive Claudius Buchanan has the following passage: *. The chief and distinguishing doctrines of Scripture may be considered the four following: *The Trinity and Unity, the incarnation of the Deity, a vicarious atonement for sin, and the influence of the Divine Spirit on the mind of man. Now, if we should be able to prove that all these are represented in the systems of the East, will any man venture to affirm that it happens by chance? No, indeed, no man, who is not a fool, will venture to say any such thing. The doctor then goes on to admit that the Brahmins must have known of the plural nature of the Elohim, which he calls the Elohim, the Let Us Make Man, of the first chapter of Genesis, the incarnation, the atonement, and the influence of the Holy Spirit. *The doctrine of regeneration or man twice born. *Christian researches in Asia. P. 256. Original sin, the foundation of the doctrine of the atonement, was not known to the early Christians. *And therefore it is perfectly clear that it cannot have been copied from them. *See Jones on the Canon, Volume II. P. 348. Page 255. The reader will recollect what was said in the first chapter respecting the two Ethiopias. *The opinion of Sir W. Jones and Mr. Maurice, that a nation of blacks formerly ruled over all Asia, and the other circumstances where the black color occurred in various ways, may not this nation have been a nation of black Buddhists? May not the peaceable religion of the curly-headed Buddha have pervaded and kept in peace for many generations, of which we have no history, the whole of Asia? Why should not a nation have ruled all Asia in peace, as the Chinese have done their empire, for several thousand years? If these were Jain Buddhists, their propensity to propagate their doctrine, so different from the practice of the Brahmins, easily shows why it was carried to the extremest west, and why it was found in Britain. But if they were the first people, the Celts, for instance, as I believe they were, and their religion the first, it would of course go with them. Buddha, the son of Maya, is considered as the god of justice, and the ox, which is sacred to him, is termed Hima. So that this epithet, like that of Buddha, is not confined to any individual or any race. On the contrary, we learn from the Institutes of Menu that the very birth of Brahmins is a constant incarnation of Dhamma, god of justice. Here I think we have a Melchizedek. In the interior of the great temple of Bali, at Mahabalipur, is a couch called the Bed of Dharmaraja. This compound word translated is Bed of the King of Justice or Bed of Melchizedek. *Cam. Key. Volume. I. P. 216. Chambers Agit. Researches. Page 256. The real, true, conscientious Buddhist must have been an exact prototype of Jesus Christ, as I shall prove, both in doctrine and practice. Volume 1, Book 5, Chapter 9. *. Sir William Jones and the De Satir *. Etymology of the word Baal *. Dr. Hagaran Apollo *. Euphagras, Sacrifice of page 256. Baal or Bel was one of the names of Buddha. *It cannot be modern, In most ancient times it is everywhere to be found. In Carthage, Sidon, Tyre, Syria, Assyria. The Baal of the Hebrews. It is impossible to modernize him. The temples with the bull remaining, and the ruins of the most magnificent city of Mahabalipur not quite buried beneath the waves, and the figure in the temples prove the antiquity of this crucified god. Captain Wilford has pointed out some very striking traits of resemblance in the temples of Baal or Buddha, in Assyria, India, and Egypt, but this is not surprising, for they were all temples of Apis, the bull of the zodiac. Wilford, Asiat, Res, Volume, X, P. 134, page 257. When all the other circumstances are considered, it will not have surprised the reader to find the Hebrew god Baal, the bull-headed, among the Hindu gods. He is called Balarama or Balahadra. He is the elder brother of Krishna, that is, probably, he preceded Krishna. M. Piniot says, Bala is evidently an incarnation of the sun, and Mr. Fuller remarks that he is a modification of Sri Rama, and forms the transition of connecting link between Sri Rama and Krishna. This Sri is evidently the dollar, as are Orosris, with the bull of Egypt. This Sri is found in the Samhita of India, which is no other than Buddha. As we have seen, it is the Oriental word for bull, dollar and sir, from which perhaps Syria, where the worship of Baal prevailed, had its name. Bali is allowed by the Brahmins to have been an incarnation or avatar, but he is also said to have been a great tyrant and conquered by Krishna. In the history of this avatar, the rise of Krishnism is described. Vishnu or Krishna at first pretends to be very small, but by degrees increases to a great size, till at last he expels the giant, but leaves him the sovereignty of a gloomy kingdom. Cruiser, Volume, I, P. 187. Sir W. Jones, in his sixth annual discourse, gives an account of a celebrated Persian work, called the Desatir, written by a person named Moshani Fani, in which is described a dynasty of Persian kings descending from a certain Mahabad who reigned over the whole earth, by whom, he says, the castes were invented, that 14 Mahabads or great Buddhas has appeared or would appear, and that the first of them left a work called the Desatir, or Regulations, and which was received by Mahabad from the Creator. This Mahabad is evidently the great Buddha. In the Mahabal or Mahabali, the great Baal, or bull of Syria, with the head of a bull, in fact the sun the whole most clearly an astrological or astronomical mythos or allegory. As a mythos, the Mahabadian history of Moshani Fani is very interesting. As the true account of a dynasty of kings, it is nothing. But I think there is great reason to believe that the Desatir is one of the oldest religious works existing, though probably much corrupted by the Mohammedan Moshani. This work confirms what I have said in B. V. Ch. V. S. 2, that Menu and Buddha were identical. Vide Faber. Pag. Title. Volume. II. pp. 74-83. Page 258. To return to the word Baal, it is said by Parkhurst to be equivalent to the Greek _Joe authority. It is also said by him to mean the solar fire. Baal is also called Lord of Heaven, which may be the meaning of 0-3, Bolsmin, translated Lord of Heaven, but, Smin or 0-Smin meant the planets of the disposers. Its most remarkable meaning was that of a bead of either gender. It was an idol of the Syrians or Syrians, often represented as a man with the head of a bull. For bull worship, see Dankarville, Volume, I. The true god was originally called -3, bull. Thou shalt no more call me Bali. He was afterward called %, which meant the self-existent, and was the root of the word Ia, or Iapater, Jupiter, and in Egypt, with the head of a ram, was called Jupiter Ammon. The followers of Baal were the worshippers of the sun in Taurus, those of Ia of Ammon of the sun in Aries. From the word -3, bull probably came our word bull. Here the struggle betwixt the two sects of Taurus and Aries shews itself. Hosea the second, 16, page 259. The Apollo of the Greeks was nothing but the name of the Israelitish and Syrian bull -3, bull, with the chaldee emphatic article prefixed and the usual Greek termination. the most remarkable of the remains of the Indian Bal or Balarama yet to be found in the West, is the Temple of Heliopolis or Baalbek in Syria. The Greek name Heliopolis proves, if proof were wanting, the meaning of the word Baal. Page 260. The Hindus have a sacrifice held in very high esteem which, their traditions state, goes back to the most remote era. This is the sacrifice of a certain species of grass, called Kufa grass. This ancient sacrifice was also in use among the Egyptians. Volume 1, Book 5, Chapter 10. Yajna or Passover? ? 8 Vasis. Page 260. If the religions of Moses and the Hindus were the same, it was reasonable to expect that we should find the celebrated Egyptian festival of the Passover in both countries, and it is found accordingly. We have in it the most solemn of the religious rites of the Brahmins, the sacrifice of the Yajna or the lamb. This history of the passage of the sun and of the passage of the Israelites from Egypt affords a very remarkable example of the double meaning of the Hebrew books. Page 261. Before the time of Moses, the Egyptians fixed the commencement of the year at the vernal equinox. In the Oriental Chronicle it is said that the day the sun entered into Aries was Solenis Aci Celebrimus apud Egyptos. But this Egyptian festival commenced on the very day when the Paschal lamb was separated. In this festival the Israelites marked their doorposts, and see, with blood. The Egyptians marked their goods with red. * The Hebrew name was 5PSH Pesach, which means transit. The lamb itself is also called Pesach, or the Passover. **Drum. D. Judd. P. 380. In India, the devotees throw red powder on one another at the festival of the Huli or vernal equinox. This red powder, the Hindus say, is an imitation of the pollen of plants, the principle of fructification, the flower of the plant. Here we arrive at the import of this mystery. A plant which has not this powder, this flower or flower, is useless. It does not produce seed. This Huli festival is the festival of the vernal equinox. It is the Yule. It is the origin of our word holy. It is Julius, Julius. The followers of Vishnu observes the custom, on grand occasions, of sacrificing a ram. This sacrifice was called Yajna, and the fire of the Yajna was called Yajnaswara, of the god fire. The word Yajna, M. Du Bois says, p. 316, is derived from Agni fire, as if it were to this god that the sacrifice was really offered. I need not point out the resemblance of the word Agni on the Latin Ignis. And I suppose I need not point out the resemblance of the word Agni to the Latin Agnes. To those who have seen the numerous extraordinary coincidences in the languages of Italy and India, which I have shown in this work and in my Celtic Druids, in this ceremony of sacrificing the lamb the devotees of India chant with a loud voice, when will it be that the Savior will be born? When will it be that the Redeemer will appear? The Brahmins, though they eat no flesh on any other occasion, at this sacrifice taste the flesh of the animal, and the person offering the sacrifice makes a verbal confession of his sins and receives absolution. The Hindus have a sacred fire which never dies, and a sacrifice connected with it, called Odman. They have also the custom of casting out devils from people possessed, by prayers and ceremonies, which is also practiced by the people of Siam. All this is very important. **Lubier says, auricular confession is practiced by the Siamese. Travels and Letters of the Jesuits, translated from the French, 1713, London, 1714, pp. 14-23, signed Prichet, on the generative power of Om. Travel and Letters of the Jesuits, pp. 14-23. Page 262. The first sentence of the Rig Veda is said to be Agni Mild. I sing praise to fire. Here we are told that Agni means fire. When we reflect upon the slain lamb, and the call for the Savior, we must be struck with the scene in the fifth chapter of the Apocalypse, from verse 5 to 10, where praise is given to the slain lamb. The identity of the mythoses cannot be denied. Page 263. The sacrifice of the ram is the ram of the zodiac at the vernal equinox. Thus the adoration of the ram succeeded to the bull, but it did not entirely abolish it, as in the case of Astaroth of the Sidonians, which had first the head of a bull, and afterward that of a ram. Page 264. In Book of E, p. 152, of the same work, Dibstanensha, Porphyry informs us that in very old times, the sacrificing or indeed the using of the flesh of animals was not practiced either by the Athenians or by the Syrians. The Syrians, that is the natives of the ancient city of Iona in the Palestine, the Ionians, of whom I shall speak presently. Advancing still eastwards, we find Porphyry giving an account of the Magi from Eubulus, who wrote their history, in which he states that the first and most learned class of the Magi neither eat nor slay anything animated, but adhere to the ancient abstinence from animals. After this he goes to the gymnosophists called Samanins and Brahmins of India, of whom he gives an account, and from which it appears that they have varied very little from what they were in his time. But all these accounts seem to show signs of the first black Buddhist people, as eating no animal food. Of the black Pelasgi or Ionians, as coming to Italy and bringing the black god and his mother along with them, and they not only brought the black god and his mother, but they brought his house, the house of Loreto, as I shall shew in its proper place. Volume 1, Book 5, Chapter 11. Reset, or Wisdom, resumed. Secret doctrines. Bullheaded and ram-headed gods. Date of the system, names of Buddha, man C. Ignorance of the Brahmins and ancients. Cruiser, hammer, Ganyot, man C. Tree of Genesis at Ipsambul, and the same in Montfaucon. Page 264 that the tribe of Israelites did go out from Egypt and conquer Canaan I feel no doubt, but it is very clear to me that the priests, in their books, have racked up the whole inaugury, that, in fact, as the learned philosophers of the Jews say, these writings had two meanings. One for the priests and one for the people. The former meaning, as might be expected, has been nearly lost. The latter is still received by most Jews and Christians. What evils have been produced by the system of endeavoring to keep the mass of mankind in ignorance? The words, dollar, biraset, no doubt had two meanings, one for the priests, and one for the people. Wisdom for the former, beginning for the latter. This is strengthened by the fact that the Jews divided their cabal into two parts. Page 265 The Jewish Sephiroth consisted, as I have already shown, of 10 existences, which answered to the Trinity, and to the spirits or emanations of the 7 planetary bodies. By some later Jews the first 3 were said to be hypostases, the other 7 emanations. Here was the beginning of our hypostatical Trinity. The first of the Sephiroth was Corona, and answered to the Father, or Brahma. The second was Wisdom, Sophia, the Avivvatagnajanaoma, and answered to Vishnu, the Preserver. The third was Prudentia or Inuma, and answered to Siva in his generating capacity. The pretended genealogy of the 10th chapter of Genesis is attended with much difficulty. It reads like a genealogy. It is notoriously a chart of geography. It is exoterically genealogical, esoterically geographical. I have no doubt that the allotment of the lands by Joshua was astronomical. It was exactly on the same principle as the nomes of Egypt, which everyone knows were named astronomically, or rather, perhaps, I should say, astrologically. The double meaning is clear, but probably the exact solution of the whole riddle will never be made out. Most of the names which are given in the 10th chapter of Genesis are found in the mystic work of Ezekiel. The works of all the prophets are mystical. Many of the works of the Greeks were equally mystical. Page 266 Speaking of the statements respecting the gods in Homer, Maximus Tyrius says, for everyone on hearing such things as these concerning Jupiter and Apollo, Theta and Vulcan, will immediately consider them as oracular assertions, in which the apparent is different from the latent meaning. This is confirmed by Herodotus, who constantly says, when describing things in Egypt, there is a sacred reason. Arajlogma. For this, which I shall not give, I suspect that Cicero, Pausanias, and C. were like Gibbon and Warburton, and many other of the authors, who, for the sake of the peace of society, pretend to be what they are not, a mischievous device of the priests, which has done more to retard the improvement of mankind than all other causes put together. Max, Tyre, ed. Taylor, p. 87, and Dissertation XVI. The Greeks have been supposed by some persons to have learnt their mythologies from the Egyptians, but I have shown, on the authority of their own writers, that all their old oracles came from the Hyperboreans by way of Thrace. Their Eleusinian mysteries I have also shown to have come by the same route, probably from India. I consider Osiris, Bacchus, Astarte with the bull's head, Baal or Baal, Mithra, Adonis, Apis, and Buddha, to have been contemporary, or to have formed a second class, and therefore I conclude from this, exclusive of the other reasons given above, that these gods are nothing but the sun in the sign of Taurus, at the vernal equinox, and the other class are all Kvi-Aprobupoi, or ram-headed, and are in like manner, for similar reasons, the sun in the sign of Aries, at the vernal equinox, in the histories of the births, death, funerals, and resurrections, of all these gods, a striking similarity prevails, as I shall shew in a future page. But yet there are between the two classes some trifling discrepancies. The adoration of the bull still continued in most countries after the equinox had receded to Aries. This was the case in Egypt, where Apis still continued, though Ammon with his sheep's head arose ? If he did not, as I believe he did, change his beef's head for that of Aram. I have shown that Ammon meant generative power of Am, or Om, or Om, but Am was the bull Mithra, Buddha ? Therefore it must have changed. The prayers to the god bull, of Persia, given by Mr. Faber, are very curious. Astaroth, or Astarte, in Syria, was first represented with the horns and head of a beef, and in later times with those of a sheep. Asterisk thus in India the bull, the emblem of Buddha, continued to be adored long after Krishna arose, and along with him at some few places. Asterisk Drummond, a Rig, volume, IIIP, 229, page 267,000,000. Du Bois confirms my opinion that the Brahmins came from the north, and that they established their religion on the ruins of that of Buddha. He adds, that he lived in the midst of the Jainas or followers of Buddha, and that they far surpassed the Brahmins in probity and good faith. Asterisk Herodotus asterisk asterisk says the Pelasgians learnt the names of their gods from barbarians, that at first they distinguished them by no name or surname, for they were hitherto unacquainted with either, but they called them gods, which by its etymology means disposers, from observing the orderly disposition and distribution of the various parts of the universe. It is easy here, I think, to recognize the planets, the disposers, the ? Of the first book of Genesis, asterisk Seeley's Wonders of Elora, pp. 42, 305, 324, 326, 327, 549, and C. Uterpe, Louis, p. 377. We have seen that the days of the week are, in the most remote corners of the world, called by the names of the same planets, and in the same order, and these planets after the same gods. The universality of this shows its extreme antiquity ? That in all probability it must have been adopted before the human race became divided into nations. But the fact that all these gods were identified with the bull of the zodiac in some way or other, proves that they must have been adopted later than the time when the sun, at the vernal equinox, entered Taurus by the true zodiac, which would be about 4,700 years before Christ. This consideration seems to offer something like a boundary to our researches, something like a distant view of our journey's end, which I agree with pleasure, for I think we can find no traces of anything before the Tauric worship commenced, and this brings our chronology to agree, as near as can be expected, with the various systems, the eight ages, about the time of Augustus, cannot be doubted. If these were 600 years each ? 4800, and we had 1,000 before the Tauric worship commenced for mankind to arrive at their then state of civilization, we shall not be very much out of the way in our calculations. Page 269. As I have formerly said, the fact of Buddha giving name to one of the days of the week, Wednesday, fixes him to the very earliest period of which we have any record or probable tradition. He is acknowledged to be the sun or the Surya, with seven heads, of Siam and Japan and Ceylon, and to be the son of Maya. Thoth or Tutates and Hermes are allowed to be identical, and Hermes is allowed to be Mercury, and Mercury is the god to whom Wednesday is dedicated, and the mother of Mercury is Maya. Sir William Jones clearly proved that the first Buddha was Wonan, Mercury, and Pho. Mr. Faber says, the Egyptian cosmogony, like the Nishan, is professedly of the Buic school, For the fullest account which we have of it is contained in a book ascribed to Hermes or Thoth. But Hermes or Thoth is the same person as Thoth, who is said to have drawn up the Nishan system, and Thoth again is the same as the Arianultat or Buddha. Title. Volume. I. P. 228. The Tao, D, is the emblem of Mercury, of Hermes. It is the crux Ansata, and the crux Hermes. It was the last letter of the ancient alphabets, the end or boundary, whence it came to be used as a terminus to districts. But the crux Tao was also the emblem of the generative power, of eternal transmigrating life, and thus was used indiscriminately with the phyllis. It was, in fact, the phyllis. The Tao is the Thoth, the Tut, the two Tates of the Druids. And two Tates was Mercury, in the Sanskrit called God or Samonakatom, and in German God. In Old German Mercury was called Gott. See Herod, Uterpe, Lee, p. 375, page 270. The accounts of the present Brahmins can be little dependent on. Of the minor details of their mythology they are totally ignorant. After a careful consideration of the work of the father of history, I have no doubt that the generality of priests in his day were as ignorant as the Brahmins in ours. The priests, whenever they were ignorant of a fact, coined a fable, which the credulous Greek believed and recorded, and which the still more absurdly credulous modern Christians continue to believe. Witness, as one of many examples, the history of Jupiter and Europa, believed by classical scholars to have been actually a king and queen, to have reigned, had children, and see, drum, Arig, volume, II, p. 82. I cannot help thinking that even the oldest of both the Greek and Roman writers, unless I except Homer, were absolutely and perfectly ignorant of the nature of their gods, whence they came, and of what they consisted. That the people by degrees emerging from barbarism began to open their eyes, they found them, they received the gods from their ancestors, who, having no writers, transmitted their superstitions, but not the histories of their gods. Whether the initiated into the mysteries were any wiser seems very doubtful, but I think it is possible that the only secrets were the admission of their own ignorance and the maintenance of the doctrine respecting the nature of God, of which I shall treat hereafter, and in substance of the unity of God. I shall be told I have a theory. This is very true, but how is it possible to make any sense out of the mass of confusion without one, and are not facts sufficient collected to found a theory upon? My theory has arisen from a close attention to the facts which transpire from the writings of a vast variety of authors, and is, I think, a theory which will be found to be established by them. I have not first adopted my theory, and then invented my facts to confirm it. The facts have come first, and the theory is the consequence. Whether they be sufficient to support my theory, is the only question. This must be left to the reader. I feel confident that I can explain everything which appears inconsistent with the theory, unless it be a very few of the histories of the inferior gods, which may very well be supposed to have been mistaken or misstated by the priests, whose ignorance or deceit is acknowledged. Page 271. Protestant priests for some years past have endeavored to shew that the Mosaic accounts are to be found in India and generally among the Gentiles. What good this can do them cannot understand. However, they have certainly succeeded. The labors of the learned Spencer have shown that there is no rite or ceremony directed in the Pentateuch, of which there is not an exact copy in the rites of paganism. The Reverend R. Faber has proved that the Mythoses, as the Ramesh Drive, Geddes properly calls them, of the creation and the flood have their exact counterparts among the wild mythologies of the followers of Buddha and Krishna, and the history of the serpent and tree of life have been lately discovered by Mr. Wilson to be most correctly described on the ruins of the magnificent temple of Ipsambul in Nubia, so that it is now certain that all the first three books of Genesis must have come from India, the temple at Ipsambul, as well as the famous Memnon, being the work of the ancient Buddhists? The latter proved most satisfactorily by Mr. Faber, Wilson's travels, Franklin's researches on the Jains, p. 127. Page 272. After what the reader has seen, he will not be surprised that I should have been struck most forcibly by an observation which seems casually given by them. Justinian in his account of the temples in Upper Egypt, he does not appear to have been aware of its importance, or, indeed, in a theological point of view, that it had any importance at all. Speaking of a very beautiful small temple of the ancient Egyptians at Philo, he says, I found within it some remains of a domestic scene, which seemed to be that of Joseph and Mary, and it suggested to me the subject of the flight into Egypt, in a style of the utmost truth and interest. The English Trends, by Arthur Aiken, 1803, Volume II, Chap. Shiv, p. 169, page 273 and fig. 9 of the 52nd plate of the supplement to Montfaucon's Antiquité Expliqué, there is a representation of Abraham sacrificing Isaac, but Abraham has not a sword or a knife, but a thunderbolt, in his hand. Can anything be more clear than the makers of these very ancient gems consider that the story of Abraham covered a mythos? Vishnu or Krishna is often represented with thunder and lightning in his hand as in the act of giving the benediction with three fingers, and as wearing a triple crown. Volume 1, Book 5, Chapter 12 The Eagle Garuda Spencer, Faber, Burnett, Calumet, and C. On Genesis and Vitsayagari Faber's Trinity of the Indians and the Hebrews page 273 The following example of an Eastern mythos, in the West, will be thought not only curious, but will be found, in a future page, to involve some important consequences. Mr. Moore says, Sonret notices two basso-relievos placed at the entrance of the choir of Bordeaux Cathedral, one represents the ascension of our Savior to heaven on an eagle, the other his descent, where he is stopped by Cerberus at the gates of hell, and Pluto is seen at a distance armed with a trident. In Hindu pictures, Vishnu, who is identified with Krishna, is often seen mounted on the eagle Garuda, sometimes with as well as without his consort Lakshmi. And were a Hindu artist to handle the subject of Krishna's descent to hell, which I never saw, he would most likely introduce Cerbura, the infernal three-headed dog of their legends, and Yama, their Pluto, with the Trisula, or Trident, a farther presumption of early intercommunication between the pagans of the Eastern and Western hemispheres. An account is given by Arrian of a visit of Alexander the Great to the cave of Prometheus on the borders of India. Whence comes the name of Krishna's consort Lakshmi, we will write it as it may be pronounced, and we shall have no farther trouble Lakshmi. It is not surprising that wisdom, percent, HKME, should be the wife of Krishna. The incarnation of Vishnu, the second person or the logos of the Indian Trinity, but it is very curious, indeed, that we should find it here in Greek and modern French. If this stood alone, it might be taken for accident, but with its concomitant circumstances, this cannot be admitted. I believe the Lamed of the Hebrews is often used as an emblematic article, as it is in the Arabic, Italian, and French. It is an abbreviation of the Arabic Alabama. Thus we find it in the word Excel Dama AC place of all these Dama blood Pantheon p 214 page 274 In addition to what Mr. Moore and M. Sonrat have said, I beg to observe that Bordeaux, in whose cathedral this Garuda was dissevered by them, is watered by the river Garumna, evidently the Latinized Garuda or the Francized Garun. It is situated in the department of the Gironde. Messrs. Sonrat and Moore seem to have overlooked the striking names of the river and the department. The Eagle Garuda, as appears from Moore's Pantheon, is intimately blended with the history of Krishna in a variety of ways, and, if I mistake not, forms in the three facts of the Garuda at Bordeaux on the Garumna, in the Gironde of Alexander's visit and of its connection with the Krishna of India and the Krishna of Europe a chain of evidence in proof of the intimate connection between the East and the West, and equally so of the existence of Krishna and his mythos in India long previous to the birth of Jesus of Nazareth, though perhaps not of Jesus of Bethlehem. Prometheus formed the first woman, for the formation of whom he stole fire from heaven, and see. The word Prometheus is the Sanskrit word Pramatha or Pramathas, which comes from Pramathaisa, which coalescing, according to the rules of Sanskrit grammar, form Pramathaisa. Now, Pra is the Siamese Pray, creator or former, Matha is Mati, in the Bali language mother, and Isis is or is Ka or Ivorisis? The whole meaning, maker of mother Ivorisis, It is no small confirmation of what I have said, that Prometheus, the name of the Greek god, as Sanskrit, *as* is also Deucalion, his son. The latter is Deucalion or Deucalionvanna. Page 273. Mr. Faber asterisk says, the close resemblance of the whole Levitical ceremonial to the ceremonial in use among the Gentiles has often been observed, and has differently been accounted for. This resemblance is so close and so perfect, that it is alike absurd to deny its existence, as to ascribe it to mere accident. The thing itself is an incontrovertible matter of fact, and it is a fact which might at first seem to be of so extraordinary a nature, that we are imperiously called on to account for it. Again he says, Spencer has shown at full length, that there is scarcely a single outward ordinance of the Mosaical law, which does not minutely correspond with the parallel outward ordinance of Gentilism. *Rig. Peg. Title. Volume. IIIP. 624. Ibid. P. 629. Mr. Maurice says, *After all, we must own, with Calumet, that the temple of the great Jehovah had many decorations similar to those in the hallowed temples of Asia. He was served there, says the last cited author, with all the pomp and splendor of an Eastern monarch. He had his table, his perfumes, his throne, his bedchamber, his offices, his singing men and his singing women. *Indiana. Ant. Volume. V. P. 174. Page 276. But by and by I shall show from what patriarchal religion these Mosaic rites were derived. *. The esoteric religion was a Masonic mystery. I am under no tie, and I will explain to the world what it really was. Page 277. The philosophy in question taught that matter itself was eternal, but that it was liable to endless changes and modifications, that over it a demiurgic intelligence presided, who, when a world was produced out of chaos, manifested himself at the commencement of that world as the great universal father both of men and animals, that, during the existence of the world, everything in it was undergoing a perpetual change, no real destruction of any substance taking place, but only a transmutation of it, that, at the end of a certain appointed great period, the world was destined to be reduced to its primeval material chaos, that the agent of its dissolution was a flood either of water or fire, that at this time all its inhabitants perished, and the great father, the Brahmi, from whose soul the soul of every man was exerted, emanated, and into whose soul the soul of every man must finally be resolved, was left in the solitary majesty of abstracted meditation, that, during the prevalence of the deluge and the reign of chaos, he floated upon the surface of the mighty deep, the being on which he reposed being represented by a ship, a lotus, an egg, the sea serpent, the navicular leaf, or a lunar crescent, that the two generative powers of nature, the male and the female, were then reduced to their simplest principles, and were in a state of mystic conjunction brooding on the surface of the deep. The Brahmi or Great Father was but mystically alone, for he comprehended within his own essence three filial emanations, and was himself conspicuous in eight distinct forms, that at the close of a divine year, the deluge abating, the Great Father awake to the reforming of the world out of the chaotic mass, and that he appeared with his three emanations, in his eight forms, as he had appeared at the commencement of former worlds, that this new world was destined to run the same course as former worlds, that this alternation of destruction and reproduction was eternal both retrospectively and prospectively, that to destroy was, consequently, nothing more than to create under a new form. This is the doctrine which Mr. Faber supposes was taught in the ancient mysteries, except my leaving out and altering some trifling parts forced in to suit it to his particular theory. But it will not be denied to be on the whole a sublime system. It has the merit, too, of being, when thus corrected, nearly the true system of the first sages of antiquity. *Powers. The forming power, the preserving power, and the destroying power, attributes of omnipotence, the planetary substances having form, his angels or messengers, the */. Smin. Arig. Peg. Title. Volume. IIIP. 117. Page 278. The following account of the Hebrew and Indian Trinities, according to Mr. Faber, is very striking. We are taught on the one hand, that Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, are essentially but a single person, and this single person in Brahma, who unites in himself the divided attributes of the three, and that the triplicated Brahma is materially the world, astronomically the sun, and mystically the great Hermaphrodite, who is equally the father and the mother of the universe. But we are told, on the other hand, that Manu Swayambhuva is conjointly and individually Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, that he had three sons, who sprang in a mortal shape from his body, and who named his three daughters, and that these three sons were severally Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Page 279. Such are the declarations of the Hindu theologists, and the inference to be drawn them is abundantly obvious, since Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva are conjointly Manu Swayambhuva, and since they are also conjointly the imagined supreme god Brahma, it is evident that Brahman Manu Swayambhuva must really be the same person. And again, since Brahman, Vishnu, and Shiva are severally the three sons of Manu Swayambhuva, and since they are also three supposed emanations from Brahma, it must plainly follow that the famous triad of Hindu theology, which some have incautiously deemed a corrupt imitation of the Trinity, is really composed of the three sons of a mere mortal, who, under the name of Manu, is described as the general ancestor of mankind. Brahma then at the head of the Indian triad, is Manu at the head of his three sons. But that by the first Manu we are to understand Adam is evident, both from the no less remarkable tradition that one of his three sons was murdered by his brother at a sacrifice. Hence it will follow that Brahma, at the head of the Indian triad, is Adam at the head of his three sons, Cain, Abel, and Seth. Faber. Arig. Peg. Title. pp. 117, 118. Again, Mr. Faber says, each Manu, however, with his triple offspring, is only the reappearance of a former Manu with his triple offspring. For, in every such manifestation at the commencement of each Manvantara, the Hindu Trimurti or triad becomes incarnate, by transmigrating from the human bodies occupied during a prior incarnation, Brahma or the unity appearing as the paternal Manu of a new age, while the triad of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, is exhibited in the persons of his three sons. The first Manu, therefore, with his three sons, must be viewed as reappearing in the characters of Manu Satyavrata and his triple offspring Sama, Kama, and Prajapati. But the ark-preserved Manu Satyavrata and his three sons are certainly Noah and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japhet. Hence again it will follow, since Manu Satyavrata is only a reappearance of Manu Adima, and since the triplicated Manu Adima is the same as the triplicated Brahma, that Brahma at the head of the Indian triad is likewise Noah at the head of his three sons. Faber. Arig. Peg. Title. P. 119. Notwithstanding the nonsense in the above extracts about Brahma being the world, and sea, and the ingenious misrepresentation that Brahma is not the true God, enough transpires to shew that the mythoses of the Israelites and of the Brahmins are essentially the same. When this is added to the general character of the history of the serpent, of the tree of knowledge, and sea, and to the proof which has been given by Sir W. Drummond, in his Dipus Judaicus, that the names of the persons and places in Genesis have astronomical meanings, I think no one can hesitate to agree with the ancient Jews and fathers of the Christian Church, that the whole is edigree. How surprising that a man of learning and talent like Mr. Faber should succeed in persuading himself that the Plato's and Cicero's of antiquity were contemptible enough to abhor three or four old women in a rotten ship. Page 280. The similarity of the numbers in the Mosaic history with the numbers constantly recurring in the Hindu systems seems very striking. Here are Adam and his three sons, and Noah and his three sons, each class answering to Brahma and his three emanations, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. There are eight persons in the ark, answering to the sun and seven planetary bodies. But whether the histories of Adam and Noah and their families were taken from the metaphysical and profound theory of the Hermaphroditic creator, preserver, and destroyer the sun presiding over the planetary system, or the recondite system was formed, and the sun and planets numbered after him and his family, I leave to every person to judge of as he thinks proper. The book of Genesis was considered by most, if not all, of the ancient Jewish philosophers and Christian fathers as an allegory, for persons using their understandings, to receive it in a literal sense, was impossible, and when we find modern Christians so receiving it, we only find a proof that, with the mass of mankind, reason has nothing to do with religion, and that the power of education is so great, as in most cases to render the understanding useless. In the Jewish religion, as in all other religions, there was an esoteric and non-exoteric meaning of its dogmas. Page 281. If the reader will consult the Transactions of the Asiatic Society of Calcutta, particularly Volume 4, he will find innumerable proofs that the Grecian histories, equally with the Mosaic and Hindu mythologies, are most of them drawn from the same common fountain, in Upper India, about Balkh, and Samarkand. The same universal system pervaded the whole, and, no doubt, had its origin in ancient Buddhism. That the Mosaic ceremonies were the same as those of the Gentiles, has been proved by Spencer, Faber, and other learned divines, beyond dispute. This being the fact, it does not seem surprising that the doctrines of the two should also partake of the same character, when stripped of the corruptions which the priests and the infirmities of humanity have introduced into them. We see not only the same fundamental trinity, but we see the same system of concealment under apparently absurd mythoses or allegorical representations. Absurd, indeed, to outward appearance, but probably, if perfectly understood, covering a system of wisdom and truth.